We clear?
2003 playoff honors trading card.
Now you are. That must have been jolting for someone driving down. Listen to SMU football.
That proves that Rich deserves the emergency break because he drops an S-bomb, then asks if we're clear.
I'm going to reverse the order.
Poor Ahmad's just trying to get used to the board. Let's give it to Rich.
Oh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal. Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
You must be out, honey.
You're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've gotta go too. It's getting late and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we gonna do with all this food?
Let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail, will you?
Or any Papa's restaurant. It's one gift that won't go to waste.
We serve nothing in a pear tree. Hey!
I'm Layla White. The Cowboys think the Eagles defense is stealing the team. Next on the Ticket Picker.
Say it, Saint So. Cowboys freak in.
We know what we have with Vinny. We don't know what we have with Romo. We don't know what we have with Henson. I don't care which one the Cowboys play. I truly mean this. Henson or Romo. But just don't tell us you're playing Vinny because he gives us a significantly better chance to win. That cannot be said anymore.
Up next, the dreaded and feared Eagles. Tomorrow at noon. Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 10. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
The Ticket.
The Philadelphia Eagles are known for their blitzing ability. TexasLending.com bring you the ticker. They face the Cowboys offense on Sunday, and Jason Witten says studying game film hasn't been easy.
You really don't know what you're going to get out of their defensive line because we had a lot of guys coming in and out. So, you know, we just got to prepare for everybody and see what we get. So, I mean, we know core group that's going to be in. It's the other guys that can throw you off a little bit.
Cowboys countdown to kickoff starts at 10 a.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. By the way, Bill Parcells making a couple of changes on the offensive line. He moves Kurt Ballers to right tackle, taking out Torn Tucker. Hey, today is Bonus Football Saturday on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. It starts at noon. Steelers have won 11 straight games. They play the Giants in the early game. San Francisco and Washington get their game over with this afternoon at 4. And tonight is Carolina and Atlanta. That game kicks off at 7:30. Vince Carter is traded from the Raptors to the Nets in a blockbuster deal that has Alonzo Mourning, Eric Williams, Aaron Williams, and two first-round draft picks going to Toronto in exchange. The deal happened last night. No word if Jason Kidd would leave the Nets as well. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 9:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The T-Box, Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, 850 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You got the T-Box. Rick and Craig out on the road today. Our last show of the year. We'll be off for the next 2 weeks as Christmas and New Year's occurs on Saturday. And we're at a Cowboys golf club in Grapevine. It's right off Highway 26. Go to Fairway Drive. It's right across from the Gaylord. Can't miss it. And we'll be out there until 10:30 today in our big holiday push for you, the P1. Food all over myself, is not the Cowboys. Meet the lovely Sherry and Anna. Get an Avid Golfer subscription. Mere $29.99. Gives you 10 free rounds of golf at courses like Riverside, Water Chase, Harbor Lakes, Cherry Verde, Fossil Creek, Mansfield, Old Brickyard, Plantation, Westridge, and Lake Park. Also, get a free round of Bridalwood, a free Tommy Armour sand wedge, and a free lesson from Hank Haney's Golf Ranch. But on top of that, you come out here to Cowboys today till 10:30. They will give you half off certificates to play Cowboys any day, any time through March 31st. $75 value.
If you're going to play Cowboys tomorrow and you're going to pay that $145 that their regular rate is on a Sunday morning, you'd come right now, buy a subscription, get all this other fun stuff, and get that $75 off.
It is the perfect stocking stuffer because normally stockings have nothing in them worthwhile. I don't even open mine up. And we get to give you a gift card. So it's a great way to come in here. We saw a very nice lady, very nice looking lady come in.
Yes, if your wife is a hot, she may be buying you a subscription right now.
Yes, and we've had people come in and buy 2-3 at a time, give it to their friends. It's a great deal.
I think I'm glad she didn't hear that, right? She may not buy it.
She is cute. All right, so again, come out to Cowboys up till 10:30. Get that last minute gift.
By the way, if you can't get out to Cowboys, you can call 972-550-9000 and order it there, but...
No Cowboys. So it's up to you. We're giving you a worthwhile motivation to come out here to get your gift because that half off Cowboys is super. Also, come out and get the new tickets. Guys, see the lovely Peter and the more lovely Brett. They'll take good care of you.
Huh?
And...
By the way...
Yeah.
Layla will be featured in the next issue of Avid Golfer Magazine.
Are you there, Layla?
Yeah, I'm there. We're going to show crown.
So if you ever wanted to know what Layla looks like,
and people
nobody's ever seen her, you might want to buy a subscription because you'll get to see what she looks like.
And it gets sent directly to your home. Yes, we're going to do a
brown paper bag.
We're going to do a Q&A on the lovely Layla. Now, Layla's made it. When we only use one name. No last name, it's just Layla.
And that's pretty cool. How'd you get away with that, Layla?
Well, that's a unique
because
name.
Bruce Gilbert and Frito told me my last name was too complicated or pointless for the P1.
Yeah, Layla is Layla. There aren't too many Laylas out there other than the song. And you'll get to see what she looks like. She's going to take some glamour shots. What you wearing?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
Mm.
I might need you guys' expert magazine advice for that.
Well, if you're out there, and if you're a retailer out there and you want to outfit Layla.
Ah, yeah, please do.
Skimpy. Something skimpy. Anyway, Layla will be on next month's issue. She'll come out of newsstands.
First of January.
All right. So, one of my pet peeves. Oh, before we get to David Ferry, big kudos to the local area golf course. We're big fans of TPC Craig Ranch up in McKinney.
Yep.
They've been open since September, getting great reviews. Well, how good are the reviews? Well, they were nominated by Golf Digest one of the top 10 new private clubs in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
They also, and I think this is huge, because the people that pick courses for these certain events, very picky. Very picky. I mean, you can pick anybody.
Right.
There's no shortage of courses in this country. But on June 6th, they are going to be hosting the final qualifier for the U.S. Open.
Wow.
How great is that?
Wow.
That is big-time kudos, TPC Craig Ranch. Not only that, in August 2005, they will be hosting the final qualifier for the U.S. Amateur.
You know what?
That's huge.
Going to see a U.S. Open qualifier... The final round of U.S. Open.
There's some big-time names in those things.
Only the top 30 guys get, or top 50 guys get automatic qualifications.
Mm-hmm.
So number 51 has to qualify. John Daly had to qualify this year.
Yep.
I mean, you could see some really, that's pretty cool. I hope they open it up so people can go see that because that's as good as seeing any good golfer.
And the USGA.
Think about it. Hideki Nariyama shot a 58 at U.S. Open qualifier. We were just talking about it.
And think about the USGA, how they like to... fix their courses for a certain event. They like to make them tough. Now, you can make Craig Ranch as tough or as benign as you want.
Right.
You know, but believe me, from the tips, 76 rated from the tips, something like that.
You know what? Kudos to TPC at Craig Ranch. That's really great. But kudos to the Metroplex for being able to host that. I don't think we've ever hosted a U.S. Open final like that, have we?
Can't remember one, at least
I've been here, so that's really cool.
So good job to those guys hosting the final U.S. Open qualifier in June 2005 and the U.S. Amateur in August.
For the true avid golfer, that may be more fun to watch than even the Byron Nelson.
Yep.
And might pretend things to come. Who knows? Make it a little tournament there one of these days.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to David Faraday, who was on last week. Always one of our favorites. And one of the biggest issues in golf is always speeding up play. You know, every year we always come up with a new...
You're screwed.
Let's come out with a new plan. Let's speed up play. And every golfer says, yeah, I'm one of those guys that likes to play fast golf. And then you get behind four turtles and it screws your day.
Yeah.
Just screws your day. So Faraday says, all you have to do is have everybody punch in on the first tee, like a time clock. All right? And what you'll do then is charge them in accordance how long it takes them to play a round of golf. There's a little quirk in here that might be kind of tough to get around, but let's say 3 hours, and he says 3 hours and 40 minutes. Anything less, you get 20% off the green fee. So if you play 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Come on.
Okay.
Make it 4 hours on a weekend.
All right.
But, yeah, I understand.
And anything more, you get charged by the minute. Now, it's a great idea in theory in a perfect world. The problem is...
I want my cell plan.
If you do have four turtles in front of you, there's not a whole lot you can do. You're stuck.
Play the drop, you're screwed.
You can't get in the fast lane.
You're screwed.
There's no HOV lane in golf. You can't take a different cart path to play a faster round of golf. So, in theory, it's a pretty good idea. But I'm still amazed, and I very rarely play weekend rounds of golf anymore. Just because it is a little bit slower. But I don't know what the holy grail answer is to all this. I don't know what, because that's why I've become such a big fan of nine-hole round. Because you've played 2 hours, concentration's better.
On the other side, you find a guy out there who hates his wife.
Well, he probably doesn't screw up my life.
He doesn't want to finish in 3 hours and 30 minutes. He wants to stay out there as long as he can.
So why screw up my life? Go drink for 4 hours or something,
you know? I mean,
it's incredibly selfish to play slow golf. It really is. And there's no valid reason to play slow golf if you're the one that's holding everybody up.
I was talking to a guy who, yesterday I was talking to a guy who went out to Pebble Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Had a trip planned for him. He had an 8 o'clock tee time. Had a 2 o'clock tee time.
Really?
8 o'clock tee time goes out, finishes in 3 hours and 50 minutes.
Okay.
He's got 2.5 hours just to hang out before his next tee time, goes at lunch, does whatever, it's most. 2 o'clock comes around, didn't get through the 12th hole before it got dark.
Really? Well, it gets dark pretty early in California.
This was in August, he said.
Oh, okay.
So it was 8 o'clock. He said it was 6 hours. He finished 12 holes. He said that was it. So I was in Pebble Beach, and I had to, but...
So, and it's still near, what, $400 a round?
Somewhere like that.
Wow. And you don't get any money back if you only finish 12 holes, right?
I don't think so.
I don't think they refund you.
I would tell you a story when I was out there. It was a funny story.
It's worth trying, right, Jason?
We got out there, and it's 30 degrees out, and it looked like hail. I don't know what it was. Ice was coming out of the sky. And they looked at me, and they said, we got your money. We're not closing the course. You got to go out there. So I'm with my dad and two of my friends, and I said, all right, let's get out there. And we bought $300 worth of, winter gear. And we get out there, and it is just sleeting or hail. Something is just coming down and pelting the hell out of us. And we get out there, and we can finally get on the green, and it's covered in ice. And they said, hey, look, you got to pay the $300. So we're moving the ice so we can puddle the green, and they finally pulled us off and said, all right, we'll give you your money back.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That was ridiculous.
That's being a little too high and mighty. I mean, I don't know how many courses would do that, but, Pebble, you think, here's the problem with Pebble, is their tee times are booked so far in advance, where are you going to get a rain check? I mean, it's that one time of year
you're
going to go.
You're going there for a day. And, yeah, you can't go back tomorrow and play, and you probably won't go there.
And the problem with Monterey and Carmel out there is weather is different than anywhere else in California.
Well, and that's what they said. They said if they were giving rain checks out for everybody, somebody could make an argument they could get a rain check any time because it always rains there.
I'll tell you something about Pebble, though. Pebble has maybe 6 or 7 really good holes, and the rest is anywhere USA. If you're not near the ocean, it's
okay.
Pretty generic, I think.
One tip.
if you want to go out and play out there, and you do have to do the Pebble Beach because you got to go out there, you know every
right.
hole. But Spyglass may be one of the best courses in the country.
I've always said that.
And people just don't realize how great it is because it's overshadowed by Pebble and by Cypress Point, which
nobody
is impossible to get on, but if people say how great it is. But I'll tell you, Spyglass has 9 holes around the ocean and 9 almost like North Carolina mountain holes.
Right.
One of the greatest courses.
A lot of deer. Play. Yeah, it's very underrated. I've said that when I played them both. God, this is 25 years ago. I thought Spyglass was much more interesting.
Yeah, great course.
You know, the only thing about Pebble that's always cool is, it's kind of like when I played down at Torrey Pines when I lived in San Diego, is you're so familiar with the holes, and when you see it on TV and you see the pros hit it, you say, oh, yeah, I hit it kind of right around there, maybe 10 yards behind him or 20 yards behind him or something like that.
The five from Augusta, it's probably the most well-known course of every golfer.
Mm-hmm.
I can go through all 18 holes. As a matter of fact, I got Tiger Woods 2004 for my kids, and I go out there, and every time I play, I want to play Pebble Beach because I know the holes.
Right.
So when I'm going up there, I know every hole, and it's like, all right, I know these holes.
And that's the beauty of the Masters, because it's so recognizable. And that's why the other courses that are the other venues, not so much the British Open, because it has a very tight rotation, 5 courses, I think.
Right.
But the U.S. Opens and the PGAs are all over the place.
Well, you do know a few of the Sawgrass holes. Right.
You know, 17, you know, 18. That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But it's so familiarity really helps with the TV. All right. It is 9:03 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We are out at Cowboys Golf Club in Grapevine. It's right off Highway 26 and Fairway Drive. It's right across from the Gaylord. And we are out here till 10:30 today. The lovely Sherry and Anna will be taking care of you because we are offering avid golfer subscriptions for last-minute Christmas gifts for those stocking stuffers that are so near and dear to our heart. Come out here today. The subscription is only $29, but you get 10 free rounds of golf, plus an extra round of Bridalwood, plus a free Tommy Armour sandwich, plus a free golf lesson from Hank Haney's Golf Ranch, plus, and this is the big kicker, but you got to come out here to Cowboys today, a half-off coupon to play Cowboys anytime, any day, till March 31st.
Plus, lunch for two at Tony Roma's.
Oh, yeah.
You can keep for yourself. And
you get a gift card.
And you get a gift card. And you get an extra round at Bear Creek Golf Club, which might be the most improved course in the last couple of years.
Pretty good.
And
it stepped up.
That's an extra card, too. You might just want to keep that one for yourself, too.
So all that. Just come out here to Cowboys. It's 10:30. And we also have some great stuff on our ticket table. We also have ticket t-shirts, Cowboys training camp shirts, and the new guys' guides, and chances to win some really cool stuff we'll get into a little bit. But again, we'll be out at the Cowboys to 10:30.
It's a party out here. Come on out.
It is a party. All right, up next, I got asked to do something the other night. At 9 o'clock at night, I got a frantic phone call.
Uh-oh. I can't imagine. And let me tell you something. I don't know what it is, but 9 o'clock at night, you don't bother Rick.
Nope. But this person bothered me and asked me to do something that, well, I'll tell you next on the ticket.
Next. KTCK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger. At Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, we'd like to know what makes you a good, strong T1.
Because I love sports and I like to...
Yes?
No, I mean...
Go on.
I like to meet people who know sports, too.
So if you'd like to hang out with people who know sports, too, put all your radios on...
You may be one step away from your best career move ever. Are you a detail person? Can you keyboard at the speed of light and design incredible proposals? Do you just love to work with people and solve problems? If so, our radio group right here at Susquehanna, Dallas, has the opportunity for you, our multi-station sales coordinator. The keywords here are precise and efficient. Is that you? If you enjoy juggling multiple projects simultaneously and you've got a proven track record, this job is for you. So now it's up to you. Email your resume and cover letter to Joan Leonard at jleonard@dfwradio.com. That's J-L-E-O-N-A-R-D @dfwradio.com. If you're the person, you'll work in a great environment of radio with fun people, and when others succeed, you benefit financially. If you desire more out of life and know you can make a difference, email your resume and cover letter to Joan Leonard at jleonard at dfwradio.com. Susquehanna Dallas promotes a drug-free workplace and is an equal opportunity employer.
E-break.
Let me ask Jimmy Christopher in the ticker room, if he can, if he's still in the ticker room. Oh, he's not in the ticker room.
He can come in the studio,
all
though.
All right, all right.
He's trying to break sports news out in the cubicle area.
I just want you to go into your room and find the quote of Daryl Sutter for us, complaining about what he feels is a conspiracy theory against the Calgary Flames.
Okay.
All right. I know that's in the end quote because I heard the duck.
Am I on?
Use it this morning. All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm not on. I'm not on.
Yes,
but
you
I
are.
Back into the
yeah,
room.
You are on.
My
headset's not on.
Your headset's not on, Jimmy.
Your headset's not on. See, there you are.
Okay,
see?
I am on.
All right.
My headset's on,
that's
too.
Good. Jerry,
thanks,
you're totally excused. There you go. Okay.
All right. I am still. I'm going
to
go back to my room.
Hey,
nice
seeing you.
Arm.
Hey,
you're live in the
Jimmy, it's nice to have you in studio.
Out seeing you through glass.
Yep. Double glass, as a matter of fact. But Jimmy's going to get a
gosh, so
Daryl Sutter coming.
E-break.
My Kurt Thomas matchup against the Mavericks. Chris Arnold wins the emergency break of the week.
The Mavericks were up 32-11 in the first period. They go up by 22 in the third. The Knicks make it decent in the fourth quarter, but the Mavericks blow the Knicks out. The Knicks will be waiting. They've got this itch and stone in their memory bank. They're going to do what they're going to do tonight, J.D.
Okay, Chris.
Of course, he grew up in Dallas with the Hillcrest High School, played basketball at TCU where he was an All-American, and played a little time with the Dallas Mavericks. He wants to play for the Mavericks, and he wants everybody home to say, hi, what's going on, Kurt? Back to you, J.D.
All right, Chris. I think he wants to play against the Mavericks. That's what he meant, I'm sure.
And then they laugh.
Golly.
Boy.
Congratulations, Chris.
And going back to that first phrase, I guess that first matchup between the Knicks and Mavericks was just a lewd game because the Knicks came back and made it decent.
Yeah, I know. The Mavericks had made it a little too dirty. And they came back and made it decent.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some poor P1 stuff and stuff. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtacks to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames! But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
Yeah, you know, the usual. Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
W for details. Requirements and restrictions, call 1-866-654-7444 toll free or visit fbc.com/off.
Lynn Johnson. Carver and Johnson both shocked the boxing world and made history by knocking out Roy Jones. See what happens when they step into the ring live in their quest to see who's the best. Plus, see what happened this past weekend when Olympic gold medalist Andre Ward made his pro debut. And catch the exciting rebroadcast of Vitaly Klitschko versus Danny Williams for the heavyweight championship of the world. Don't miss it tonight at 8 p.m. on HBO.
Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket.
The Eagles are 12-1. They play host to the Cowboys on Sunday. Eagles own the NFC's best record. Vinny Testaverde says the team is beatable.
The thing they do well is they get their offense the ball in good field position, and then obviously they have the playmakers to score touchdowns. And I think if we can just not make the mistakes, limit the mistakes, make them work for everything they get, I think we'll have a chance.
You could also mix in a drive without an interception. Kickoff is at noon. Cowboys countdown to kickoff is at 10 a.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. Mavericks take on the Atlanta Hawks tonight at 7:30 at the AAC. Mavericks have lost three straight at home. They're coming off of a well-deserved 3 days rest, though. That's the longest in 2 weeks. Sports Radio 1310, the ticket, has an NFL Saturday tripleheader for you starting at noon. The early game is the Steelers playing the New York Giants. At 4 o'clock, San Francisco and Washington kick off. And the late game is a big one in the NFC South. Carolina plays Atlanta. That's a ticket ticker, a service of Kohl's department stores. Now there's beauty in store at Kohl's, American Beauty, Flirt, and Good Skin. featuring over 400 shades of makeup and dermatologist-designed skincare. Visit Kohl's brand new beauty department today. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
1310 The Ticket. Wondering if astronauts have mistletoe.
10-12 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. T-Box out here at Cowboys Golf Club in Grapevine. We'll be out here till 10:30 today. We'll be on the air till 9. And we're out here because we are promoting an Avid Golfer subscription.
Till 10.
Last minute gifts for the holidays. Come by and see Sherry and Anna. They'll hook you up. $29.99 for a subscription, but you get 10 free rounds of golf, plus a round of Bridalwood, plus a Tommy Armour sandwich, plus a Hank Haney golf ranch lesson. And the big kicker is come out here today and get half off Cowboy certificates, $75 value, half off, and you get to use them any day, anytime, up until March 31st.
You know, the best, one of the greatest things is you go out there and you play two rounds of any of those 10.
Right.
And you more than pay for the subscription. And if you go get that wedge,
yep,
go to Dallas Golf and go pick up your wedge. There's no restrictions on it all. You go to Dallas Golf and pick up the wedge.
Yeah.
There's no restrictions. They're not going to try to sell you anything. It's just a wedge.
Yeah.
We bought the wedges. We just didn't want to mail them, so we sent them to Dallas Golf. That's $59.
Also, if you come out here, register to win ticket T-shirts, Cowboys training camp shirts, and Texas Lotto gift bags. Texas Lottery scratch-offs make great gifts for the holidays. There are five new scratch-offs ranging from $1 to $30, holiday gold, 12 days of winning, holiday cash, deck the halls, and holiday millions wishes, the Texas Lottery's first $30 ticket, where you can win up to $2 million.
How much, Rick?
$2 million. Okay, 9:30, we have T-Box Trivia, one Avid Golfer Passport, and free rounds at White Bluff or the Cliffs. Do that at 9:30. All right. So, the other night, Tuesday night, and my wife's out playing Bunko or Banco or whatever whip game that is, where it's a great excuse for women to get together and get drunk. So, it's a chick thing. So, I'm home with the kids, and we're hunkering down. One of our new favorite shows is House. He'd like it. He's like a curmudgeon doctor, hates everything.
With a cane?
And he's a limp. He's got a gimp. I mean, he's popping, you know, pain pills. Anyway, we've kind of got into it. It's pretty good. So we're all in bed, and we're all nice and toasty and warm. So the phone rings, 9 o'clock. It's never a good sign at 9 o'clock when a phone rings because everybody knows I don't answer it. So for whatever reason, I did. Pick it up.
That's it. Hold on. Before you go, isn't that true? Do any of your friends know your home number?
Yeah, but they know not to call it because I want to answer it.
I don't know. When that phone rings, it is not for me.
Never. It's usually for my daughter because
yeah.
My kid has his own. My son has his own cell phone,
right.
So he has his deal. So anyway, so get the phone call. It's one of our good friends, and she's frantic. She's frantic at 9 o'clock at night. And I can't even imagine what this request is going to be.
Oh God!
So she gotta help me. You gotta help me. I said, what? I know you're going to think I'm crazy by asking you this, and I'm already thinking this. So you don't have to prompt me on that. She goes, you need to come by and judge our neighborhood's Christmas lights.
Did you go, no, I don't.
I said, and I'm now trying to act groggy and kind of disoriented. Like, you know, I've pounded like a whole bottle of Dewars or something like that. By the way, find sponsors of the T-Box. And I said, what? She goes, I know, you think I'm crazy, but two of our judges bailed, and I need to get people to come out here and judge us. This is a big time for our neighborhood. And I'm not big on Christmas lights anyway. I just think it takes all the steam out of the holiday spirit for me. So I said, well, if I'm going, my kids are going. I'm not doing this by myself. And they're kicking and screaming, you know, bitching and moaning. We load them in the car. I said, no, this is a daddy directive. You have to go. So
the old daddy directive.
The daddy directive.
How'd that
work
out?
And daddy directives work around the holidays because, you know, Santa. Santa hears the daddy directive. So the ballot's in her mailbox, and so we go over there and we start rummaging around. And, yeah, there's some really overachieving people when it comes to Christmas lights. Very Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
Very Christmas vacation. And, you know, we picked our five, and, you know, we threw back in the
ball. You know what sucks about this whole thing?
How the Arnett house fare.
We weren't on that street, but I'll tell you right now, our street sucks.
You know,
by the way, big shout out to neighbors Gary and Carla, because we saw them at the party. No, I think they put something up, but anybody in this other neighborhood would have won our neighborhood hands down for the next 10 years.
Well, here's the thing: you got the last minute judge. You didn't get any kissing up or anything. I mean, if you had been named a week ago, you'd have been getting some cookies, a little bit of rum pie.
Well, this is the type of neighborhood that has their signs up from last year. Like previous last year's grand prize winner.
Oh no way!
I'm thinking, what's that? I can't believe people still get into this. And I was, you know, I'm driving around. And I'm thinking, first of all, I'm thinking, wow, they're putting our house to shame, which looks like a couple of flashlights thrown on the lawn. Because I just refuse. It's just one of my things. I'm not into it. I don't see the lights. I heard George talking about this. He spent 5 hours putting his lights.
I am definitely the Christmas with the cranks. When I was living up in Capel, our street, everybody that we got this letter, you have to do your street this way. I've never done Christmas lights in my life.
Right. But well, why would you?
But we had to
put a menorah
line our white lights, line our lawn all the way across.
Right.
So I've never done lights before, and I'm blowing fuses. And
yep.
I don't know what the hell I'm doing, and I'm getting mad and mad and mad and mad. So I finally did it. It killed me. The next year, I just looked at my wife and said, I am not doing this. It's not our culture. It's just, I'm not doing it.
It's not my culture.
And I got the worst cold shoulder in the neighborhood all year. It's like, my God, just for I'm not doing lights? Are you kidding me? I was like, well, you know, you come by.
That's the whole premise of that Christmas with the clumps.
Whatever it is.
Or
yeah.
Cranks or whatever it was. Yeah, I don't know.
It's stupid.
And this is my problem. Is I saw all those homes, and they, like I said, they all look pretty good. I mean, very, very pride of ownership neighborhood. But I'm thinking the people, the poor dads, because it's always the husband, they got whipped into doing that, and they didn't win anything. So they spent all that time and effort, probably some money, actually a lot of money, because everybody throws up their lights every year because they never work after that.
I got to the point. You know,
it's just great
you think
scam.
About it. Think about the first time you ever did lights.
Yeah.
And how much money you wasted going and getting certain lights, and you didn't like them, so you got other lights, and you blew a fuse, and I didn't know I blew a fuse, so instead of replacing the fuse, I bought new lights.
Never mind the lights, the time.
Time.
It's the best.
Yes.
It's the best reason to live
in an
apartment.
That would be the one day of the year that a six-hour round of golf would be worthwhile. If my wife told me I had to do Christmas lights afterwards.
And the bang for the buck is not much.
But I'll tell you this. Back then, I didn't know you could go hire somebody to do lights for you.
Oh, yeah.
In a New York minute. Why would you ever do your own lights?
Well, I had a secret this year because normally I got stuck with putting up the lights, and and then I had to enlist my son because that's a rite of passage. If I'm going to be miserable, he's got to be right there with me. But this year, I just said, you know, I don't care. I don't care. I don't drive up to my house, and I'm not throwing my head down between my lap thinking, oh, man, this is the worst house ever, and I feel so ashamed.
Ouch.
And I hurt a little bit. So my beautiful bride took it upon herself to do it this year. She did it.
Wow.
Here's the beauty of it. Here's the beauty of it. The critique of the Christmas lights had a whole new meaning when she did it. It's like, yeah, it looks fine. You know, it's one of those things. Yeah, it looks fine. So you got to walk in somebody else's shoes to actually feel the pain. I think she felt the pain this year.
Be a curmudgeon when it was that neighborhood was doing it. I just, man, like you said, Jason, the time and the effort to do it.
And it's earlier and earlier. It's not right after Thanksgiving.
I think there are some people don't put their, you know, it used to be a joke. You'd watch Married with Children. He had his lights on all year.
Yeah.
And there'd be three of them working and the rest of them. I think that's more common than we think. I think people just leave the damn things up all year.
Might as well.
Rick, you got to tell her how great a job she did.
So she does it next year.
Exactly. Oh, I did. I said, that's awesome. That's better than I would have done because I would have done zilch. But anyway, it was just one of those phone calls that I never would have expected at 9 o'clock. A just panic request to come judge our neighborhood.
You know, now if you would have said no.
Yeah, I know. So I didn't. I played the good pal.
Good for you.
I played
good
the good
you.
Pal.
So I hope they really appreciate what a great neighbor you are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So it was, It was good in defeating it. Like I just said, anybody else, anybody that we didn't pick in the top five would have won our neighborhood for the next 10 years. They're the grand national champion, again, with my flashlights out front. All right, 923 at Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. We are at Cowboys Golf Club in Grapevine today. We'll be at it till 10:30, even though we're off the air at 10. People lining up to buy the Avid Golfer subscription.
Yeah, we got a crowd.
And people are buying multitudes of subscriptions. Well, you get them to your friends, family, bosses. It's the gift that keeps on giving because you get 10 free rounds of golf, and it takes you a little while to get through those rounds.
We just had a really hot mom come in and buy for the whole family, I think.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Hot!
So you also get a free round of Briarwood. Let me tell you the courses that you get to play. It's Monday through Thursday, and it's Riverside, it's Links of Water Chase, Harbor Lake, Tierra Verde, Fossil Creek, Mansfield, Old Brickyard, Plantation, Westridge, and Lake Park. Plus, you also get Bridalwood. Plus, you also get Bear Creek. Right?
Yes.
Plus, you also get a Tommy Armour sand wedge. You get that picked up at Dallas Golf. Plus, you get a free half-hour lesson from the Hank Haney's Golf Ranch. But the big kicker is you get a half-off certificate at Cowboys. Anytime,
yes.
Anywhere, you never
tomorrow.
Get a chance. You never get a chance to play Cowboys
tomorrow.
For $75. And this is good through the end of March.
How about that?
One certificate per subscription, no limit on subscriptions.
There you go.
So
play every Saturday.
We've seen people buy four or five at a time. It's a great stocking stuffer. You get a gift card, you get to put it in the stocking. And it's one of those things, last minute Charlie's like me, that I need a panic to go out and buy. That's just the way I work. This is great for me.
All right, so are you more impressed that a hot mom came in here and bought subscriptions for their husband and kids or whatever, or the fact she listens to us?
Yeah, it worries me a little bit, but we like to have the female.
Yes.
We like to have the female.
We have another one there. How many are you buying? She's just been filling out for like the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, so we'll be out at 10:30. You'll see the lovely Sherry and Anna. They'll take great care of you. And we also have the new Ticket Guys. We have Ticket T-shirts to give away. It's just... Happy holidays for one and all. This is our big Christmas gift. And Hanukkah, post-Hanukkah.
Post-Hanukkah,
right? Sure. Why not? Jewish people play golf, right? All right, 925 on the ticket. Up next, T-Box Trivia went free.
What all this free stuff?
From Avid Golf Magazine. Also, White Bluff and the Cliff. T-Box Trivia, 214-787-1310. We'll take your answers to our question next.
Cowboys lose to the Saints.
Worst loss of the year?
It's church.
So there you go. We all laughed at the Saints when they came into town and tanned the Cowboys hide for the first time in Saints history. They won in
Dallas. Two steps forward, one big step
back. You've got to keep striving for the playoffs. As long as you're not totally out of it, keep striving for the playoffs.
They may be one game out of the playoffs, but you know what? I'm 1 degree from being a brain surgeon.
Up next, the dreaded and feared Eagles. Tomorrow at noon, Cowboys countdown to kickoff begins at 10.
You may be one step away from your best career move ever. Are you a detail person? Can you keyboard at the speed of light and design incredible proposals? Do you just love to work with people and solve problems? If so, our radio group right here in Susquehanna, Dallas, has the opportunity for you. Our multi-station sales coordinator. The keywords here are precise and efficient. Is that you? If you enjoy juggling multiple projects simultaneously and you've got a proven track record, this job is for you. So now it's up to you. Email your resume and cover letter to Joe Leonard at jleonard@dfwradio.com. That's J-L-E-O-N-A-R-D @dfwradio.com. If you're the person, you'll work in a great environment of radio with fun people, and when others succeed, you benefit financially. If you desire more out of life and know you can make a difference, email your resume and cover letter to Joe Leonard at jleonard@dfwradio.com. Susquehanna, Dallas promotes a drug-free workplace and is an equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to E-Break Classic.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Daniel Boone.
Thank you very much. We have a winner. Kurt Menefee, former ticket talk show host, now big-time guy on Fox, talking to Aaron Boone, but calling him something else, and the event something else last night on Fox.
Final question. Your brother, Brent, has been following you throughout this whole series. You're going to celebrate with him tonight.
Yeah, you better stay and hang out with us a little bit after this one. Unbelievable.
All right, thanks a lot. Congratulations. Brett Boone, World Series hero. Guys.
Well, Brett Boone is. No, Brett Boone's standing right next to me. Thank you.
You know what made it worse is how emphatically he said it.
Yeah, Brett Boone.
World Series hero.
Kirk's first win, boys.
All right. We'll have to notify him of that. I love the Daniel Boone Super Bowl champion.
You're listening to the Ticket Seabreak Classic.
One nurse was quoted as saying, "Ain't nothing wrong with his ass." Wow. That's a medical...
Why?
Diagnose what's wrong with him? That's a nurse. First of all, if you speak that way, you shouldn't be allowed to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm. Nurse Ratchet?
I'm getting the look from Fernando for turning off the music.
So sorry, Jer.
Was Nurse Ratchet really streetwise with that kind of lingo? I don't remember her being
that way. No, I don't get the joke.
No?
Not
really either.
Sorry, Junior.
Well, it's a Fernando joke.
Go to hell,
Junior. Now, we all know that ain't is improper. Maybe I ought to have the Fernando joke of the week. It should be, it isn't. You know what's the funniest thing about that? When he issues a bad line... and we lay out, then you hear his heavy breathing.
Yeah. Sorry, Junior.
You bored?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Mega Mart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Like this.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Mega Mart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Well, now, in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's got in the forklift.
Wow, forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
News and at DallasNews.com. To subscribe, call 1-800-92...
The Metroplex, there's only one thing to remember. At North Texas Nissan, we can do it. Zero down and 0% financing, we can do it. Double your down payment, we can do it. Double your trade-in, we can do it. Half off, MSRP, half off. We can do that, too. We can do it. The We Can Do It sales event at North Texas Nissan. That's why no one can beat a North Texas Nissan deal. We can do it. New 2005 Ultimate, $199 a month. Xterra's, $169 a month. Frontier 2 cabs, $189 a month. Big old tough Titan King cabs, an incredible $219 a month. We can do it. Even if your credit's less than perfect. Even if you owe way too much on your trade. Even if you're locked into a lease. We can do it. The We Can Do It sales event at North Texas Nissan. Take I-35 to the Shady Shores exit just past Lake Louisville. North Texas Nissan. Always your first stop for your best deal.
The Ticket.
The Mavericks have lost three straight at home. They play host to the Atlanta Hawks tonight at the AAC at 7:30. Dirk Nowitzki says the home losses are frustrating.
We got to get some wins at home somehow. You know, we dropped a lot of games already at home, and we want to make sure we get this one tomorrow and get it back on the track.
Mavs are 15-9 on the season. In a blockbuster trade, Vince Carter was traded to the Nets in exchange for Alonzo Mourning, Eric Williams, Aaron Williams, and two first-round draft picks. Carter is currently on the injured list with a strained Achilles left tendon. Rangers signed David DeLucci to a two-year deal worth a reported $2.5 million. They also signed infielder Greg Colburn to a minor league contract. Colburn played in 20 games for the Diamondbacks last season. He had only three hits. Our next ticket ticker is at 9:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box. Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Playing all your favorite songs 30 seconds at a time. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hey, it's 9:32 on The Ticket. Good morning. Welcome to the T-Box. We are out at Cowboys Golf Club over in Grapevine. Good steady stream of people coming by, taking advantage of the Avid Golfer subscription program. 10 free rounds of golf plus plus Bridalwood, plus Bear Creek, plus the Tommy Armour Sandwich, plus free lesson from Hank Haney's Golf Ranch. And the big kicker, if you come out to Cowboys today, we'll be out here till 10:30. You get a half-off coupon to play Cowboys anytime, any day, till March 31st. And that's one per subscription, and people have been buying two, three, four at a time. So no limitation on that. Again, come by, and if for any reason you can't come by today, you can call up 972-550-9000, 972-550-9000. Talk to Robert and get the same thing except for the Cowboys subscription.
You know, you have to come here to get the Cowboys.
Yep. So all that today, and it's our holiday present to you, the avid golfer P1. All right, let's do some T-Box trivia. Win an avid golfer passport, like we just mentioned. And White Bluff or the Cliffs rounds out there. If you get this question answered correctly, do we want to use that question?
I think so.
Why don't you do it this time?
Okay.
Ooh. Whoa.
Damn. It doesn't have that thingy in it. It's got brand, you know, they were complaining last night. I was listening last night to Big Dick's Wild Ass Circus.
Right.
And they were complaining about the patched up. Oh, there we go. I'll put it on next break. Their patched up headphones. We got really new ones.
Yeah, these are cool.
They are really good, but they're very sensitive.
I feel like big time.
For a novice radio guy like me, I just keep banging the house.
All right, let's go to the question.
All right, here's the question. There are four major winners currently on the PGA Tour that live in Tarrant County. Who are they?
Four major winners. Four golfers that have won PGA majors, PGA Tour majors. And they all live in Fort Worth. What?
We're going to Ron. Either.
Oh, Ron. I thought you said wrong, Jason. Like, we didn't even give an answer yet.
Ron.
You're on. How you doing today?
Fine.
Okay. You got an answer?
The only one I can think of is Mark Brooks.
Mark Brooks is correct.
We need four, though. But very nice try. Thanks for playing our little parlor game. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good morning. Welcome to the T-Box.
Hey. Am I on?
Yes,
you are.
Okay, how about Mark Brooks, Justin Leonard, Chad Campbell, and Hamilton?
Chad's never won a major.
Oh.
Won a player's champ.
He won a player's
champ. Yeah, doesn't quite count, but good try.
And he lives in Louisville.
Yep. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Take. You got an answer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is it Freddie Couples, Justin Leonard, Paul Sankowski, and Mark Brooks?
Well, Sankowski, as much as we'd like to see him do it, has not won a major. Couples does not live in Fort Worth, but...
Good try, though.
You guys are
good
all,
try. Bold effort.
You guys are all dancing around the tree. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. What you got?
I can only think of Mark Brooks, Leonard, Hamilton. I'm struggling with that fourth one. Struggling with the fourth one.
U.S. Open winner.
U.S. Open winner. U.S. Open winner. Man, I can't think of it.
Good try.
Good try.
All right. Hi, you are on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, playing T-Box Trivia. How you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, what you got? I remember four major golf winners live in Fort Worth. Who are they?
Brooks, Leonard, Hamilton, and Byron.
Currently on the PGA Tour, I said. But you know what? Stay on the line. He wins something for that. Jason, just take his name. We'll give him a pass.
Have
a golfer. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah. Oh.
That's pretty good, though.
he does
live in Tarrant County.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Okay. Not counting Byron. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Corey Pavin.
Yep. You got... Turn down your radio.
Turn down the radio.
I just said that.
Okay, Corey Pavin.
Yes.
What are the other three?
Hamilton, Leonard, and Brooks.
Very good.
Very good.
What's your name?
Warren.
Warren, congratulations. You win an avid golfer passport and two rounds of golf with either White Bluff or the Cliffs. Good job. We'll put you on hold. Happy holidays. Thanks for listening. And Jason will take all your vitals, all right?
Sounds good.
Very good. Okay, that's Warren. Yeah, pretty good contingent out there.
Corey Pavin, Justin Leonard.
And Byron Nelson.
Ty Hamilton, all members at Vaquero.
Yes.
And along with a bunch of other PGA Tour players, and then Mark Brooks, who I think he plays out of Colonial.
He lives
right in that university area.
Mm-hmm.
So,
pretty good stuff. All right. what do we have left here? Because we are winding down. This is our last show of the year. We'll be off for the next 2 weeks because Christmas and New Year's falls on Saturday. And what the heck? There's not a whole lot going on right now. Let's see. Anything else?
By the way, I just had such a good old time. At the break, I went into Rick DeLoach's office.
His GM here.
His GM out here, and he's left-handed.
Yeah.
I thought I had a lot of clubs.
Yep.
Rick's, I mean, it looks like an Edwin Watts over there.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I read this the other day, and I thought it was pretty interesting. I played golf out at Robson Ranch.
Yeah.
I played golf with Bill Butterfield. Good guy out there. He's the GM. And one thing that we got in a little debate on, and this also has to do with kind of speed of play. I'm a big fan of the GPS. Because...
And I'm not.
I know. But I am because I think any time you're delayed looking for anything. Now, GPS is little monitors that are, you can either get them handheld, like looks like a Palm Pilot, or you can have them installed in the golf cart.
Mostly mostly when you go to a golf course, they're usually installed on the golf course,
right.
Golf cart.
Yeah, and you pay a little more,
yeah.
But I think it saves gobs of time because you know exactly how far you are. Now, I remember back when I started playing out in California, all we had were yardstakes.
You had a bush. You had a 150-yard bush, right?
Yeah, bush, your yardstake, 100 yards. You had the 150-yard major marker.
Right.
Then you had a 200-yard marker, 100-yard, and you could just eyeball it.
Right.
Now, everybody thinks they have to have exact yardage.
Well, they're getting, you know, they've got those lasers, so every sprinkler head, you'll have some sort of yardage on most golf courses.
I understand, but... You know what? Just give me a general idea, and I really don't like looking for yardage markers in the sprinkler heads because they're all over the place.
Okay.
You know?
Here's my philosophy on it, and I've said this to you before. I spend all day looking at a computer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the golf course to get away from the damn thing.
Yeah, but I'm talking about speed of play, and that's all I want to worry about. And the USGA is behind it. In fact, they want to start using rangefinders. They're actually behind using rangefinders, which I think is a pretty interesting idea.
How about that?
I don't know what the aversion is to it out here in Texas, why they don't like yardage markers. Now, Bill was telling me he thinks they're unsightly. And I said, well, you could put something kind of cool out there, little Robson Ranch moniker, insignia, something, pineapple, I don't know, throw something out there.
and just
give me an idea, because you put it on on the cart paths, you put the little colored bumps, speed
yeah.
bumps. So the more information I have, the better. And especially if you hit it offline, you really don't know how far you have.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking anything that keeps the decision-making process out of it, and just give you infinite information, I'm all for it, because I'm all for a four-hour or less round.
Well, if it really does promote speed of play, then I'm with you on it, but I'm just not sure.
Oh, sure it does. How many times you go out on search, even if you're in a golf cart, how many times you go running around, especially if you haven't played a course before, which happens to us a lot.
There was one course that we played that was, they probably have lasered it since, but we were... At a loss of...
We were blind.
We were going through the little bumps
yeah.
on the cart path and walking around trying to figure out where everything was. And so, yeah, I could see that would be a little bit unwieldy, but...
Even if you take 15 minutes off your round, it's pretty good. That's a whole hole.
Yeah, I just... For me, I play fast enough, and I just want... I want to be out on a golf course, out and away from civilization, and to me, that's why I don't want to see a GPS system.
But
I there is tremendous value to it, especially on the first time you're playing a golf course.
Mm-hmm.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. So, but here's the thing: they're expensive though for a golf course to put them in. It's not a cheap endeavor.
Well, I'm thinking though, what do they charge? An extra $5 normally?
Something like
per
that.
Round?
Yeah,
I think it's worth it. I mean, $5. What's $5? Seriously. I know there's golfers out there that $5 will make the difference between coming out and playing or staying home, which always kills me.
I think it's hilarious. That's not hilarious, but if you talk to golf course operators in the Metroplex right now, they're shopped by the dollar.
I know.
If they're a dollar higher at one course versus another, they're playing that course at the dollar less expensive.
I don't get that. I don't get that. Is $5 going to make that
it's
much?
It's not everybody, but there is
a lot
of guys.
It's
yeah,
a lot of people.
Or golfers, and that is very true. There is a group of people out there who are doing it. For, all right, I've got six courses I'm willing to play. I'm just going to see which one's the cheapest, and I'm going to play it.
See, I don't know. I mean, you know what's funny? I say that, and then I'll go to a racetrack to get my gas.
Because it's cheaper?
Because it's, what, a nickel?
I know.
A nickel cheaper than the Texaco down the street for me? You know, so everybody has their little quirks, and I have more than most.
I'll give you a funny story. My kid, we give him 50 cents every day to get a snack after school.
Right.
And so give him 50 cents, and, you know, hey, you know, at school, you know, if you want a snack, get it. So he's cleaning out his desk for holidays today, and he comes out, and he's got a stack of, like, 50 quarters.
All right.
And I said, Philip, what are you doing?
He says, he's hoarding.
Those snacks went from 25 cents to 50 cents this year. What a ripoff. I wasn't buying one.
Kind of like our stock we talked about last week. It went up to a penny. It was overpriced. I'm out.
How about that?
All right. 9. How time flies. 9:43 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. T-Box out here at Cowboys Golf Club in Grapevine. And I'm telling you, this table has been packed all day today.
All day, man. There's a line.
And the big reason is, we are selling avid golfer subscriptions, last-minute Christmas gifts to your loved ones that they're golf fans.
Or for yourself.
For yourself. Here's the deal. For $29.95, you get the Avid Golfer magazine. You get 10 free rounds of golf, plus Bridalwood, plus Bear Creek, plus the Tommy Armour sandwich, plus free lesson at Hank Haney Golf Ranch. And the big kicker here, if you come out to Cowboys till 10:30, you get a half-off coupon to play Cowboys anytime, any day, until March 31st.
You're here.
It's $75 value.
Like you said, like we said, if you've got a tee time tomorrow, Cowboys, you're foolish not to come on out here and save yourself $75.
For any reason you can't do it, you can't come out here, you can still call up 972-550-9000. 972-550-9000. Talk to our beautiful Robert, and he'll hook you up. The only thing you don't get is the Cowboys certificate. So that was an incentive to come out here today. Because it takes a little time to get in your car and drive over here. So let me make it worth your while.
There you go.
All right. It's 9 again. 9:45 on the ticket. Up next, we'll mix with the rant. And something that my wife wants me to try, and I'm a and T-Box weather. Let's do T-Box weather right now real quick.
T-Box weather brought to you by Reliant Energy and Dewar's 12 Scotch Whiskey.
Favor the detail, baby.
Today, a few high clouds. Looking for a high of 62, low 35. Tomorrow, high of 56, mostly sunny. Right now, 46 degrees, winds out of the west at 8 miles per hour.
Perfect. That was a concise, succinct weather report.
He's gotten so good.
He has gotten. Okay. Up next, something my wife wants me to try, and I'm a little leery of. We'll get feedback from the rant as well next on the ticket.
The blue pill?
If you have to work for a living and can't listen to every segment of the little ticket all day long, check out the ticket's top 10 every weeknight at 7.
7.
7. 7.
We take 13 hours and 10 minutes of each broadcast day and down into 1 hour of the bestest, funniest HSO and his stuff you didn't hear the first time. The ticket's top.
You may be one step away from your best career move ever. Are you a detail person? Can you keyboard at the speed of light and design incredible proposals? Do you just love to work with people and solve problems? If so, our radio group right here in Susquehanna, Dallas, has the opportunity for you. Our multi-station sales coordinator. The keywords here are precise and efficient. Is that you? If you enjoy juggling multiple projects simultaneously and you've got a proven track record, this job is for you. So now it's up to you. Email your resume and cover letter to Joe Leonard at jleonard@bfwradio.com. That's J-L-E-O-N-A-R-D @bfwradio.com. If you're the person, you'll work in a great environment of radio with fun people, and when others succeed, you benefit financially. If you desire more out of life and know you can make a difference, email your resume and cover letter to Joe Leonard at jleonard@bfwradio.com. Susquehanna, Dallas promotes a drug-free workplace and is an equal opportunity employer.
E-Break Classics.
It's not like us where we have to fight for a parking place and fight traffic and stand in line to get a rent car. No.
But still,
it's all done for him.
Doing all of that, the flying and then sitting in the courtroom and then flying back, that
I mean, it's got to put a dent in his rape schedule.
Gordon Keith.
I'm not even sure what to say to that.
I meant basketball schedule. I mean, don't you have to practice and dribble and stuff?
Yes, the team has practices, Gordon.
I mean, dribble drills and stuff.
How did you miss, how did you confuse the two, basketball and RAP?
Yeah, how did you confuse the two? Well, you know, with Kobe, you're talking about both things.
Mm-hmm, sure.
So, you know, it's natural for a newsman's mind to get...
Newsman?
Yes, Craig. I answer to that name.
E-break. A Kurt Thomas matchup against the Mavericks. Chris Arnold wins the emergency break of the week.
The Mavericks were up 32-11 in the first period. They go up by 22 in the third. The Knicks make it decent in the fourth quarter, but the Mavericks blow the Knicks out. The Knicks will be waiting. They've got this itch and stone in their memory bank. They're going to see what they're going to do tonight, JD.
Okay, Chris.
Of course, he grew up in Dallas with the Hillcrest High School, played basketball at TCU where he was an All-American, and played a little time with the Dallas Mavericks. He wants to play for the Mavericks, and he wants everybody home to say, hi, what's going on, Kurt? Back to you, JD.
All right, Chris. I think he wants to play against the Mavericks.
Not 40 men, I'm sure.
And then they laugh. Golly.
Boy.
Congratulations, Chris.
And going back to that first phrase, I guess that first matchup between the Knicks and Mavericks was just a lewd game because the Knicks came back and made it decent.
Yeah, I know. The Mavericks had made it a little too dirty. And they came back and made it decent.
Offer not available in all areas, subject to limited availability and change or cancellation without notice. Changes in law.
Romo, next on the Ticket Ticker.
Cocky and charismatic, dangerous and determined. Antonio Tarver made history when he knocked out Roy Jones Jr. But then Glenn Johnson made some history of his own. Two of the best light heavyweights in the world fire it up. Live. Plus, relive the exciting heavyweight title bout between Vitaly Klitschko and Danny Williams as Klitschko battled to separate himself from the pack with a dominating performance. Tarver Johnson plus Klitschko Williams. Saturday night at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific on HBO.
HBO ends the year right with a boxing triple header. Find out who's the best light heavyweight in the world when Antonio Tarver battles Glenn Johnson. Tarver and Johnson both shocked the boxing world and made history by knocking out Roy Jones. See what happens when they step into the ring live in their quest to see who's the best. Plus, see what happened this past weekend when Olympic gold medalist Andre Ward made his pro debut. And catch the exciting rebroadcast of Vitaly Klitschko versus Danny Williams for the heavyweight championship of the world. Don't miss it tonight at 8 p.m. on HBO.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
The Cowboys play their next to last game of the season when they play the Eagles on Sunday. And in an effort to show some attention to you, Bill Parcells moved up Tony Romo to backup quarterback. Romo's happy, but not too happy.
It's always a confidence boost when you move up, but at the same point, it's you know, you're here today, gone tomorrow kind of thing. So I need to, you know, make sure I come in and prepare like I'm going to play and be ready if I do.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. Cowboys countdown to kickoff takes place at 10 tomorrow morning on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Speaking of football, today is triple header Saturday on The Ticket. It all starts at noon. Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers take on Eli Manning and the Giants in the early game. Steelers have won 11 straight. Then at 4, you've got San Francisco playing Washington, and at 7:30, it's a good NFC South matchup as Carolina takes on Atlanta. Vince Carter is now a New Jersey Net. He was traded from the Raptors to Jersey in exchange for Alonzo Mourning, Eric Williams, Aaron Williams, and two first-round draft picks. Right now, Carter is currently on the injured list. He's got a strained Achilles left tendon. And the Rangers inked David DeLucci to a two-year contract with $2.5 million. And they signed Greg Colburn, an infielder, to a minor league contract. He also gets an invitation to spring training. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday morning from 8 to 10, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Here's hoping you find a holly who's jolly this Christmas. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, 9:50 on The Ticket. T-Box winding down a Cowboys golf club out here in Grapevine, right across from the Gaylord on Highway 26 and Fairway Drive. Now, we'll be off at 10 o'clock, but we'll be sticking around till 10:30 as we continue to sell the Avid Golfer subscription for last-minute Christmas gifts. Again, 10 free rounds of golf, plus Bridalwood, plus Bear Creek, plus a Tommy Armour sandwich, plus a free lesson at Hank Haney Golf Ranch. And the big kicker today, if you come out to Cowboys till 10:30 and sign up. You get a half-off coupon to play Cowboys any day, anytime, till March 31st. And people are buying them in bunches because you can buy as many as you want. How about that, right?
There you go.
And if for any reason you can't make it out here, you can always call up 972-550-9000, 972-550-9000. You can get the same thing except for the Cowboy certificate. So we try to cover you everywhere and anywhere. A lot of people to thank today. I want to thank Rick DeLoach and Jane Richards out here at Cowboys and lovely Anna and Sherry for helping out with the subscriptions. And the promotions folks, Peter and Brett, and our engineer, Kevin, and back at the station, lovely Jason and lovelier Layla. Yeah. Oh.
Golf and Home Texas.
And Golf and Home Texas. Let's thank them.
Was he on the air tonight? Golf and Home Texas sponsors our trivia every week. And thank you for the year. All those people who supported us for the year since this is our last show. Everybody has had us out to their places for this. And all the golf courses who have taken really good care of us. And thanks for everything.
Yep. And we'll be back on
the air.
Touching,
Craig.
Yes. We'll be back on the air January 8th.
Well, you probably should have said something, right? I
mean, yeah, you should have said something.
It sounded sincere, too.
It is. I mean, you know.
I think you ought to put that on a holiday card.
Yeah.
That long two-paragraph.
Well, you know, if nobody advertises on the tee box, then...
Then we'd all be dead.
Well, we wouldn't have a tee box anymore.
We wouldn't have to thank anybody.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Hey, okay, so...
By the way, Craig, you had a line that made me laugh out loud in my car.
What was that?
Right after Rick gave his tease, which I knew was just screaming for a punchline, that my wife wants me to try something that
belt.
I'm leery about. Yeah. I did laugh at that.
That was a giggle. All right. Yes, that item that my wife wants me to try out, I don't know if you guys ever heard this. We went to this party last night, and a lot of people have used this. Have you ever heard of an ear candle?
Yeah. Isn't
that Seriously?
Some way to get wax out of your
yes.
ear? Yeah.
It's this long, it's like a cone. I don't know what it is, but you put it in your ear, you light it, and I guess the heat from the flame creates a vacuum, and it sucks all the earwax out of your ears.
That's
And you're
weird.
Supposed to do this with your spouse. It's supposed to make you, I don't know, maybe some more of an
You're supposed to do it with your spouse. What?
Yeah, it's supposed
not
to be one
sexual.
Of the things you have to do together. You know, you have to.
Well, I think you need a spotter for it, but it's not supposed to be sensual, Rick.
Well, that's what I heard though. It's supposed to be an intimate marital aid, and I'm trying to figure why would I want to put it in my ear? But
okay, geez.
I'm thinking I have to try this. I think we might try it tonight, and I'm thinking, is this big? I mean, our engineer Kevin says you've used it.
Sure. No.
Oh, yeah. Okay, a lot of people at this party last night said they had done it. And they said, you can't believe the stuff comes out of your ears. It's kind of strange. That's
like a colonic?
Yeah, it's like a high colonic for your eardrum or something.
Where do you buy an ear candle?
You can buy them in any grocery store.
You go to any grocery store or
right?
food stores.
Yeah.
So we're going to try it tonight.
Like,
okay, so what is it? Hey, guys, by the way.
Hi, Corby.
Hey, Corby. Good to see you. And now at the end of the hour, I want to thank you, Corby, for moving over to the ranch because I do love doing the tee box.
Oh, you're welcome. That's what I gave you for Christmas 1 year, and you decided to keep it.
Thank you. Yes.
For Hanukkah.
For Hanukkah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so insensitive.
Or the new holiday now, Christmasinica or something.
Yeah, what
like
is that? The OC?
Popular? Christmasinica. It's a combo.
Christmasica?
Hanukkah, Christmas.
You know what? Some guy comes up to me the other day. He says, I heard you're Jewish. I said, yeah. He says, Happy Ramadan.
Oh, my.
What?
Wait, the OC?
Yeah, that show has made this new holiday popular.
Like Festivus.
Festivus is great.
You can't do what?
Huh?
Oh, okay. I see.
Just to make sure.
Corby, plug here.
What?
Hold on a second. We're having mic problems.
Plug
yeah,
what?
There's a lot of broken things around here.
Yeah, I heard about that. All right. So have you ever heard of this, Corby, this ear candle? You're kind of holistic.
No, I've never heard. I've heard of it, but I don't understand.
There's no meat in it, so.
Well, it doesn't have a salt.
Good. If it comes out of your ears.
But I've heard of people doing this, but I've never understood, is there so much wax in our ear that this needs to be done?
Well, let me explain. Some people have
I'll take this one.
More of a problem with wax buildup in their ear than other people.
Yes.
I used to...
Asians?
No, like my mother-in-law has
Your mother-in-law's Asian?
No earwax.
This is like, you remember the Flying Hemingways, my former band?
Yeah.
You know David, don't you?
Yes, oh, Conversation gives me the creeps.
The rhythm guitarist. He had such bad buildup.
San Francisco Rose?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had such bad wax buildup in his ears before every practice. And every morning when he woke up, he had to put a finger in his ear and wiggle and wiggle and wiggle until he broke open a passageway where he could hear.
What?
Yeah.
You can't use a Q-tip because it's like using a plunger in your toilet. All you're doing is just shoving it farther down in there, you know?
So
don't mark it.
So he had this horrible wax.
Yeah.
But I don't think, and I think he used to go to the doctor once every couple of years to get it all removed. And I think the doctor basically used an ear candle.
Yeah. So I'm going to try it out tonight.
Are you having problems?
No.
You can have like a glass of wine after doing it.
Yeah, you're
kind of romantic.
Yeah, you're married 18 years.
I'm telling you.
Spice it up a little bit.
You're under a mistaken impression that this is supposed to be a sex act.
No, not a sex act. It's an intimate marital aid from what people have told me.
It's not.
How?
No, is it?
I don't know. I'm interested.
Aid.
Well, the ear can be a sensuous place.
Your wax
the old
is
part
so
of your brain.
Great.
Yeah.
Let me taste the fruit of your wax.
Haven't you had a colonic, Corby?
No.
That once? No?
No.
Done that?
Boy, I hope I never have to ask anybody that question.
No.
His wife basically does. Every time she visits the suite.
Hey.
What?
I've always been curious about the colonic.
Yeah.
I have. Like, I've thought about doing it, but I don't know why I need that. I mean, I know it, like, supposedly flushes out all the red
years.
Meat that's been impacted in there for 30 years
it's
or
like
whatever.
Fossils. It's been, like, years worth of compacted stuff.
But
no, I don't think any of that's true.
I don't see how that's true. It's just like clogs to your eutherian walls.
What is a eutherian?
I haven't had a eutherian wall ever.
And that's someone who believes that there's only one God and one person.
I'm a eutherian. Yeah. Got a holiday detail of it.
So, I mean, if you have stuff just globbing onto your uterus, then you should get a colonic.
Yeah, see, I think my uterus is impacted.
We're the generation, though, not so much you guys, but we're the generation where we're going to take advantage to a whole new level to as far out
yes,
as we can
we
go.
Will.
So we're susceptible to all this stuff.
I disagree. You're right. As a whole, our generation is much more vain than, say, the coal miners of the turn of the century or whatever.
I can't wait
or
for
even our parents.
Rick to go home to his wife and say, hey, honey, I want to put a candle in your uterus or whatever.
I don't know how it gets the wax out, but I'm willing to try.
So is there like a wax seal to the uterus? Kind of like a toilet, you know, where you have to have the wax free?
Are you trying to get me pregnant? You're way off.
Oh, boy. And it's only $4.50 for a pair, so I can't think
for
of
a pair
anything
candles?
More cost-effective.
Now, do you have to walk around all day with these candles burning out of your ear? Is it like
I don't know. No, you know, you have to keep in your ear. I think it takes 5 minutes for it to burn down.
Uh-huh.
And by the time it's done, all you're left with is this huge black lung-type glob stuff hanging out of your ear, and you take it out, and allegedly you can hear better, like you're saying about your band buddies.
Yeah, I remember after he got his ears cleaned out every couple of years, it's like sound was almost intolerable to him because his ears were so sensitive.
Yeah.
How disgusting is that?
Oh,
jeez.
Well,
I mean, his uterus is really impacted.
Oh, man.
I'll be the guinea pig. I'll try it out, and I'll report back.
Okay, no need to brag on Italians all of a sudden.
2 weeks when we return.
Were you guys
you guys going on any big vacations?
No. You know what? This is the first. Well, I'm going to the Orange Bowl. But,
are you?
How
much was the ticket?
I got it for face value. I got put on a waiting list. $150, yeah.
That's not bad.
I got put on like a lottery waiting list through the Orange Bowl website.
Is Craig going?
No. He's going to Gay Paris.
Again?
Gordon, you're a big traveler, aren't you?
No, I don't know about that.
What's your next big trip that you want to go? See, his problem
that
is...
I want to go?
His problem is...
You listen.
Like, you'll be like, Gordon, what are you doing for a Christmas break? When is that? And, well, in 2 days. Oh. I don't know. And then you'll just see him frantically over on Expedia, like...
Right.
He'll get a flight, like, last second.
As a matter of fact, I just booked, like, a few days ago what I was doing.
Yeah. He's so pathetic when it comes to that. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
What? Huh? When's Christmas?
Yeah. So I'm not going any... I'm not doing anything. Well, I guess that's doing something.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah.
I'm a big SC fan. I'm afraid Oklahoma looks really good in that game.
SC? Sucking what?
I forgot that you were a big SC guy.
Yeah. But I don't know. I should lay a bunch of money on
it'll
Oklahoma.
It'll be a fun game. I mean, it'll be fun to go to. I'm excited about it. What are you going to do? Are you going out of the country?
No.
Me?
Yeah. Are you?
Or Rick?
You?
No. Me? Yeah.
You? You are?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I have a round trip flight to Paris, but I don't know where I'm going once I get to Paris.
See you and Craig together?
I'm staying
in
the city. Yeah, just me. Just I.
Staying back?
Yeah.
So what are you doing, Ricky?
I'm doing nothing.
You got 2 weeks of just lounging around?
No, we still got to put out the magazine and everything, so I won't have two weeks off.
End of every month is a big time for us, so probably the 25th nobody will work, but we'll be there 26th.
He's a hard taskmaster.
Yep.
Wow.
So you're only have like 1 or 2 days off, that's it?
Well, you know, I'll bounce around a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that goes.
Well, at least you're half Jewish, you can justify it.
Hey,
yeah,
speaking
I'm
going to
take half a day off every day.
Speaking of your house being half Jewish, what's the story there, Rick? Your wife is Christian or Jewish?
Right. Christian.
Okay, so y'all basically are a Christian family.
Yeah, in fact, it was kind of like that when I was a kid. My dad's Jewish, my mom was Italian Catholic. So it was quite the mixed marriage. So the only thing we did for our Jewish grandmother is we put a Jewish star on the top of our Christmas tree.
Well, that's fitting.
So that was kind of neat. We did a little Hanukkah.
Yeah, it's cool. JC was a Jew, man.
Yeah, man. So I still think the passage of Hanukkah works out great. I still like the one gift for 8 days instead of the feeding frenzy that is Christmas.
I know. Christmas has gotten so overdone that, and I went on this rant this past week.
Oh.
What?
It's our show.
Oh, yeah, the rant. Thank you, Corby, for the tie-in.
Yes, it is.
But, like, is anything special to kids anymore, toys? They get so many of them. At Christmas, they get 500 toys.
Right.
It's not like the old days when it was, you know, you got your one big toy and then just, you know, here's some gumdrops.
And you know what I love? Like my parents would be like, you know what? Just our country's losing Christmas.
I'm sorry.
Well, he panic dumped.
He sat there for like 3 seconds.
He hit every button.
He laughed at his own joke.
And he was just like, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
It's a DEFCON 5 dump.
Oh, my.
Look at that one. Jobs are heads are rolling.
My parents bitch about the true meaning of Christmas, and then I go over to their grandkids, my niece and nephews.
And then load them up with
gifts.
Oh,
my God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they earned it.
Earned it? How?
Working in the cotton fields.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too much of one thing for one day.
So, like, does Matt even, I mean, is he too cool for Christmas now?
He's getting there, yeah. And you know what? It's one of those things where he kind of knows what he wants, and he probably get it, and it's...
Dear Santa, don't call me Matt anymore. My name's Fuel.
Yeah, sure.
I've had it with this Matt.
But the gift...
I reject my Christian name.
But the gifts that he gets tend to get, they're all electronic, and they just get more expensive every year.
Call me Amp.
So,
hey, Dave.
On the ticket.
Dave's here.
Morning,
Dave.
Guys.
Hey.
Dave, you ever used a uterine candle?
I have, actually.
Oh, you really put the candle in your ear.
I really did, because I had the same problem that your band friend David had,
mm-hmm.
where there was so much buildup that... Especially in the shower, like if water got in my ear, it would create a seal, and I just couldn't hear. And so I went and got some uterine candles at Whole Foods.
Yeah, that's where you can get them. So what am I in for?
Well, I guess
this is cool,
the end of day story.
Is this a good marital aid? Because that's what it's
being. Well, I wasn't married at the time.
Oh.
But it didn't... I don't know if I didn't do it right, but it didn't work for me.
Really?
Did you put it in your ear?
He probably didn't.
Apparently, you're supposed to have a girl there, according to Rick.
Yeah,
that's what's being promoted to me. I mean,
I could lose the candle somehow.
Yeah. I couldn't find the uterus.
So the idea is you're supposed to stick it in your ear all the way down to the uterus.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a long tube.
It's like one of those bendy straws. It's got a bunch of bends in it.
So if you're a guy, what happens? Does it just go out the bottom end of your body and start sniffing around from your uterus?
Why can't you
use like a worm that can speak it out?
Comes out the urethra.
I just want to use a pipe cleaner. That
for you, uterus.
God.
So what?
You smell like uterus.
What I ended up having to do is I had to get the murine stuff, the swimmer's ear stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
And you put that in your ear.
Marinate.
It softens up the wax, and then you use one of those little squishy bulb, you know, things, and you
throw them.
So it's like an ear enema.
No, one of those little bulbs, you know, it's got the bulb at the bottom and kind
like
of the
prime?
Spout at the top.
Yeah.
And you
throw
it.
Them.
He's right. Throw
yeah.
them.
So you take this little scrotum and you fill it full of hot water, and then you squirt the
hot liquid onto
you. Yeah, squirt the hot liquid into your ear.
Yeah.
So I might have a little wild night tonight. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Could be an all-timer.
So make sure she primes the bulb.
This could be Festivus Maximus tonight.
And it's always better if you're ovulating, so just look at the month.
Oh, I think it is my time.
Perfect. Look at the month. You ovulate 1 month. All right, guys. Well, thank you to Doers for sponsoring this fantastic medical talk.
12-year-old Scotch and Savers details, especially over the holidays. Have a great holiday, guys. We will see you in, 3 weeks.
That's right.
Enjoy it.
Thanks, Pants.
See you guys.
This is The Ticket. KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTTK, Sherman-Denison. KTTK, Sanger. The first word in Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is sports. Big sports credibility that means years of Dallas-Fort Worth sports coverage. George Zetterman, Craig Miller, 15 years each. Bob Durham and Dan McDowell, 11 years combined. Greg the Hammer Williams, over 15 years. Mike Reiner, 20 years. Norm Hiskus, 30 years. Add it all up and it's 11, 15, it's a bunch of sports. It's not boring. We're not in a stuffy studio on one of the coasts. Live and local from the mothership on Maple.
You may be one step away from your best career move ever. Are you a detail person? Can you keyboard at the speed of light and design incredible proposals? Do you just love to work with people and solve problems? If so, our radio group right here at Susquehanna Dallas has the opportunity for you. Our multi-station sales coordinator. The keywords here are precise and efficient. Is that you? If you enjoy juggling multiple projects simultaneously and you've got a proven track record, this job is for you. So now it's up to you. Email your resume and cover letter to Joan Leonard at jleonard@dfwradio.com. That's jleonard@dfwradio.com. If you're the person, you'll work in a great environment of radio with fun people, and when others succeed, you benefit financially. If you desire more out of life and know you can make a difference, email your resume and cover letter to Joan Leonard at jleonard@dfwradio.com. Susquehanna Dallas promotes a drug-free workplace and is an equal opportunity employer.
E-Break Classics.
Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the E-Break?
Gotta be Greg O.
Yeah.
Is that it?
We have a winner.
Yay!
This was shocking. Shocking and just insane. Almost not worth playing again, but we'll play it again since he won.
I heard of skull blanking, but
bicep?
Yeah, it's weird.
Can he see?
What?
Can he see? Is he blind?
He can't see.
Are they a couple?
So the hole in the bicep is not going to help there, huh? With vision or anything like that?
No.
I thought if he couldn't see, they were just doing it where he could feel in. $4.28 on The Ticket.
Gosh, that's shocking.
What was he thinking?
I don't know.
That's Grego's 14th victory, guys.
By the way, last week in your absence, George won.
Yes, Georgie won.
Can you believe that?
He's got 20.
E-Break Classics.
You got me, no?
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Hang on there. That's...
Uh-oh, what did I do there?
No!
He just hung up on the boot winner.
Freddie called back.
Fred, you see, this is the problem. When you're Polish, you've got these giant fingers. Notice the absence of like, Polish penis.
Well, I can't say penis. There's a couple of them.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
But I've got these big, fat fingers, and I hit two buttons occasionally. And, being a klutz, it's part of life. It's, hey, it is. Next up.
I'm out.
Wow.
On the way out. Okay.
I think we might be hearing this one on Friday.
Wow. So Norm had no clue, I guess.
No, he had no idea what he had said.
He had no idea what we found so funny. He still doesn't.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some 41 sound and stuff. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames!
But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
Yeah, you know, the usual. Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
And 12W today.
Visit Maritz BMW of North Arlington for a test drive.
Joseph A. Bank for millions of dollars in savings. Till Monday, every wool, cashmere, sport coat, and blazer, 70% off. All wool, cashmere, dress pants, and corduroy pants, 50% off. Plus, every luxurious leather jacket, 50% off. Even the entire stock of cashmere, merino wool, and lamb's wool sweaters, you guessed it, 50% off. How about special winter bonuses? Every wool, cashmere, top coat, and all raincoats, only $149. Plus, khaki pants at our lowest price ever, $25. Joseph A. Bank. Millions of dollars in savings. Wool, cashmere, sport coats, and blazers, 70% off. Till Monday.
Six area locations. University Park, Louisville, Southlake, West Plano on Prestonman Park, the Shops at Willow Bend, and Fort Worth.
This is the ticket. Ticket, ticket.
At 5-8, the best the Cowboys can hope for is winning 3 in a row and finishing 500. Dr. Jennings Aesthetics and Dentistry, man's best friend, bringing the ticker. They're not yet eliminated from playoff contention, and Keyshawn Johnson says the Cowboys could still be in the postseason.
Stranger things have happened. All you got to do is just, we play to win this football game. We don't play for the fans. We don't play for the media. We play for ourselves to try to win football games, and that's what we go out there to do.
Cowboys and the 12-1 Eagles kick off Sunday at noon. You can hear Cowboys countdown to kick off at 10 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. It's a big day in high school football. At noon, it's the 5A Division II state championship game between Southlake Carroll and Smithson Valley. Carroll is 15-0, while Smithson Valley is 13-2. This is a rematch of the 2002 state championship game, and 4A is just as big. Dallas Lincoln plays Kilgore for the state title. And local legend and Pilot Point football head coach D.A. Moore is announcing that he's retiring. Moore has the most wins out of any high school football coach in Texas and third in the country. He has 412 victories. That's a ticket. Take our service of Kleenex tissue. Want some good news? New Kleenex antiviral tissues help kill cold and flu viruses in the tissue. See the product for antiviral details. Thank goodness for Kleenex tissue. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You listen to The Rant with
Good job.
Thank you
well
so much.
Time. Well
and
time.
Corby Davidson and Dave Lane. All right, Corby, for some reason, is just now getting word of this, the story that's captivated the nation. It's the story of
when?
You heard about this?
No.
About
when, did it, when did it? It broke this. It broke
when did it
yesterday?
Start
captivating the nation.
Yesterday or the day before?
At what point was the nation held captive by this story?
Held in a headlock with a knife to the throat,
with the eyelids pinned open like in Clockwork Orange.
I love that. I love that imagery. There's several bits of movie imagery that we always reference. That one is one of them. That look. I just thought of another one. The Silence of the Lambs Tuck seems to often The Machine Mask. That's another one.
8mm. The Silence of the Lambs Tuck to me is not as... Yeah, the Gimp. The Silence of the Lambs Tuck is not as funny to me as the business card.
When he just kind of lets them all go and everything?
Yeah.
Have you seen Silence of the Lambs lately, Jay?
I haven't seen it in years.
It's a joyous rediscovery. I just watched it again last week, and it was just... I forgot how great Jamie Gunn is.
That movie is so genius.
Mm-hmm.
Everything about it.
Tell me, did you breastfeed poor Catherine?
Were your nipples hard?
Toughened your nipples, didn't it?
It was just great. Anyway, somehow we're burying the lead, and I can't remember how.
Oh.
All right, so yeah, so this woman in Missouri, she ran this dog breeding business. And,
I see where this is going.
No, it's not going there.
Oh.
So she runs this dog breeding business. Well, she's 23 years old. Bobby Joe Sennett is her name.
Oh, yeah.
And she tells her mother, she's talking with her mother on the phone. She says, oh, hold on, some people are here, you know, to see the dogs, so on. So she gets off the phone with her. Well, like an hour and a half or 2 hours later, her mom goes by her place and finds her. She was 8.5 months pregnant, or 8 months pregnant. She goes by her daughter's place, finds her daughter unconscious. Her daughter had been strangled, and found a large lateral cut across her abdomen. The baby's gone.
Are you kidding?
No.
And she survived? She didn't bleed to death or
no? She died at the hospital. She died.
Ugh.
The girl did not make it. So
they said it looked like, quote, as though her daughter's stomach had exploded. There was so much blood.
Man.
So she doesn't make it. Then they had this conundrum because they wanted to issue an Amber Alert for the baby because the fetus is missing.
But it doesn't have a name. It doesn't have a physical description.
That's exactly right. So it didn't fit the qualifications for an Amber Alert. And I guess also, is the baby a person at this point?
Yeah, it was removed from the mother's body, so technically it's a person.
I guess so. So they finally get the information out. They start looking for this fetus everywhere. And this is how they finally find who did this. Let me get to the page. It's very convoluted how they tracked it down. It was a lot of cyber sleuthing is what actually took place.
I like doing that.
That's not what you do online. Okay. By daybreak, let's see. Oh, okay. First of all, someone had spotted a two-door hatchback in the driveway of this woman's place from 12:30 to 2:30 p.m., somewhere in between that time. There's a battered car at least 10 years old. So they start looking for this car. And they find this car in a nearby county, and they chased it because it matched the description. The driver of the car switches off the car lights and escapes into the back roads of rural northwest Missouri. Well, by daybreak... The next day, I guess this was yesterday, the story about the slaying and the stolen baby had become widely known. FBI agents studying Ms. Stinnett's computer found message board postings with certain email addresses. A woman who gave her name as Darlene Fisher said she wanted to see some dogs. She asked for directions to Ms. Stinnett's house. One of the messages said Darlene was from Fairfax, Missouri. The FBI tried to trace the name but came up empty. Well, on Friday, a North Carolina dog breeder read Mrs. Stinnett's read about her killing, and aware of the exchanges between Mrs. Stinnett and the person who called herself Darlene, she relayed to the FBI the Internet provider address connected to Darlene's postings. Working with the new information, investigators discovered that Mrs. Stinnett and her correspondent had chatted online the night before the killing. Forensic agents in Kansas City tracked the address to a Quest Communications account in Virginia, where the security staffer there traced the traffic to a server in Topeka, Kansas.
Wow.
Then they found the Kansas phone number where the dial-up connection was originated. The telephone was registered to Kevin Montgomery, who was the husband of this other woman, whose last name was Montgomery. The FBI watched the house, and a dirty red Toyota Corolla hatchback with Kansas tags pulled up. When agents went to the door, they found the Montgomerys and the newborn baby girl still alive. Miss Montgomery told her husband that she had delivered the baby at the Birth and Women's Center in Topeka. So does that mean that she claimed it was her own or that she was helping out?
She was like a midwife.
Midwife. The FBI checked and they were told that no birth had been recorded there that day. And after being advised of her constitutional rights and having waived those rights, Lisa Montgomery therefore confessed to having strangled Stennett and removing the fetus.
So how did she case out this woman?
They're not exactly sure how she knew the woman was pregnant. Maybe in some of their online chatting, the woman had revealed it or something. I'm not sure.
Huh.
Now, when the mother found her daughter's strangled body, they say that both her hands had clumps of blonde hair in them. She had been strangled from behind, and she had fought her attacker violently and had grabbed, apparently, this Montgomery woman's hair and pulled out clumps of blonde hair. And when they found her, she was still clutching these clumps of blonde hair.
Ugh.
The woman, Lisa Montgomery, who was the attacker, is 36, and she had just had a miscarriage earlier in the year. So she was freaking out, thinking maybe the doctors told her after the miscarriage she probably wasn't able to conceive.
Right.
And she went that route. That is crazy, crazy.
Well, the Morning News talks about other cases that have resulted in a stolen fetus. Listen to some of these things. Last year in Holdenville, Oklahoma, a woman shot to death an acquaintance and cut out the victim's six-month fetus. The next day, the woman who had convinced her husband she was pregnant brought the dead fetus to a hospital. She was charged with first-degree murder and kidnapping.
In Holdenville? Man, that's right next to Wewoka.
In 2000, near Cleveland...
That wasn't very smart.
No. In the year 2000, near Cleveland, a woman shot to death a pregnant neighbor before cutting the victim open and removing the nearly full-term baby. The baby boy survived, and the 39-year-old suspect committed suicide as police arrived at her home to question her. In the year 2000, in a Nevada motel, a 31-year-old California woman asphyxiated her pregnant niece and cut the victim's baby out with a kitchen knife. The niece had changed her mind about letting the aunt adopt the baby, and that boy died. In 1996, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, a woman shot to death a teenage friend and removed the victim's full-term baby. The baby girl survived and was raised by her maternal grandmother. The killer was sentenced to life in prison without parole. Now, these next two are the craziest ones. In 1995, near Chicago, a couple who couldn't conceive a child shot to death a mother and removed the victim's full-term baby from the womb with a knife or scissors. The couple also killed two older children, but
why?
The baby boy survived. I guess just to get rid of the whole family. The 28-year-old woman and her boyfriend each were sentenced to death.
Mm.
In 1987, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, a woman, later judged to be mentally ill, abducted a pregnant woman outside a prenatal care clinic, strangled her, and removed the victim's 8.5-month-old baby. The prosecutor said that the 20-year-old killer was sentenced to life in prison and had been desperate for a child. The baby girl survived. The kicker is, you know how she removed the baby? With a car key.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Wow. You know, the babies that survive...
You think they're imprinted with the violence of their birth?
No, not necessarily, but I'm wondering, like, do they ever... Will they ever know, and should they ever know?
Eventually, they'll know.
That's a tough one. Yeah, I guess that they should know.
I mean,
well, let me ask you
when you turn 25 and you just snoop around, I mean, you're sheltered from the story. Like, say this kid just, obviously they'll never tell the kid until, well, I don't know when they'll tell him, but if he just starts snooping around a little bit, I wonder what happened to my real mother and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it wouldn't take much. You can figure it out pretty easily.
If they found the car key or something?
Well, and probably what'll happen is the kid's in school. Rumors start floating around
right.
Amongst the parents. Some of them will hear their parents talking about it.
How did you find out you were adopted?
I just always knew. It wasn't a secret.
Like you knew from the time you could remember?
Yeah, from as long as I remember being able to remember things,
mm-hmm.
I always knew. My parents just
were very open with the fact that I was adopted.
As far as adoption, I think that's kind of the way to go.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it to be a traumatic kind of...
No. Do people, like, break the news when they're 16?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's more common than what Dave's situation.
Happy birthday. Here's your car. And by the way, you're adopted.
Right. And then that parent runs off.
Yeah!
Just throw adoption blood all over him and then run off.
Ring a bell.
Bring that smell of this blood. Yeah, and see, I would think that would be very traumatic to find out you're adopted. Mainly because you always assumed that life was a certain way, and then that's like, oh, my
right,
goodness.
Right, it totally changes your perspective. Uh-huh. This isn't my family after all.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever find your adoptive parent?
No, I did a very...
half-assed search?
Cursor. Well, I mean, I just, you know, registered with the places that you're supposed to register for. And
she still doesn't want to have anything to do with you?
No, yeah, and I contacted the agency that carried out the adoption. They didn't have any, you know, updated information, so...
She's like...
Was she still rejecting you?
Yeah.
Will you please tell David there's a reason that I left him on a doorstep? Okay? Thank you.
Could you... I just... two-word message for my son. F off.
Okay? Did you get that?
Yeah. Let me spell it for you.
So do you have any plans to... pursued in
it, tell him I saw him born and took one look at the nose and just realized I couldn't do this.
I passed out, to be honest with you. I woke up, I wrote a note, I hauled ass out of the house.
I think the nose cut me open on the way out.
Oh my God.
The nose caused me to have an episiotomy. And
you've heard rumors of the stitch? I had 65 stitches for the nose.
I did. Looked like I was in a car accident down there.
Down there.
He came out nose first, you see.
What if you did open up your file and all this was written down? This was her essay to you. How defeating is that?
And can it get real expensive? Don't people spend a lot of money?
Oh, yeah. You can hire an investigator for, I don't know, $5,000, $10,000.
Why don't we do that for Dave? For his birthday?
For his birthday? We don't know when his birthday is.
Yeah, we do.
Oh.
They know when I was born. I have a birth certificate.
Did you celebrate an actual birthday?
I thought
birthday?
In Vietnam they just didn't have birthdays.
I'm not Vietnamese.
Oh.
Not all orphans are from Vietnam.
When were you born?
June 25th.
And you actually...
But I mean, what year?
1972.
We were still in Vietnam then.
That's true.
That you actually celebrate that day as your fake birthday?
It's my real birthday.
Whatever.
Did you just pick one out of the hat? Did it... Was that the first date that came up in the Vietnam lottery? And you said,
David's celebrating today's mail.
It's like when you adopt a puppy and you just kind of back time.
Yeah, you back time.
Look at the
I don't know. He looks, I don't know, about a year old.
I guess he was born in May.
I heard Jesus was born only 6 months prior to this. I want to learn about your Jesus. In Vietnam, we have no Jesus. We have short Jesus. We have short Vietnamese Jesus. He is a minor celebrity there. He is not popular. Please, I want to find my G.I. daddy.
Short Vietnamese Jesus. I'm going to have him hanging next to dead. Wait a minute, I'm not.
Oh, my. Oh, jeez. Hanging next to...
No, that didn't come out
what?
Right. I was making a reference back to...
I know, dead hanging Santa.
Stigmata Santa.
Right. You think that if Jesus was Vietnamese, that Christianity would have gotten off the ground?
All right, if Jesus came down today, and he was like 4'9", 220...
Real Chinese'd out.
Yeah, all Viet Cong'd out. Big Coke bottle glasses.
Oh, my.
You think people would give him the same respect as...
Wearing an aviator cap.
His long-haired, bearded, robed Jesus.
White Jesus.
Super clean Jesus.
Jesus. No.
You don't?
No. And you know what's amazing is that in all the pictures I've seen, is that everybody else from the Middle East back in those days looked all dirty, but he was so ivory... scrubbed and beautiful looking.
Well, he was divine.
Right.
Divinity doesn't have to wash.
No, never had to wash. That man never needed a bidet.
Take line three.
Did Jesus go number two?
Oh, my gosh. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I was adopted when I found out when I was 25.
25?
Yes.
So how did they bring it up?
Well, I brought it up in a phone call. It was right before Thanksgiving, and I asked my mother, was I adopted or not?
Why did you ask? Why did you suddenly come to this epiphany?
Well, Corey, I had I've heard rumors that I had been throughout my life, but nothing was ever
rumors from who?
Who tells you the rumors?
Friends.
Well, how do your friends know, but you don't?
I would say, oh, he's adopted. I have no idea. Have no idea.
So your mom is telling everyone but you.
Well, maybe friends, parents knew.
It was a taboo subject until this phone call. And I said, was I adopted or not? My mom said, well, we need to talk about this.
Oh, no.
And then I just said, it's a yes or no question, was I or was I not? She said, well, you were, and we really love you, and which they are my parents, and they always will be.
No. How's the relationship now?
Great.
Okay.
They're fine, and I found my birth mother, and
hot.
the whole story of that, I was conceived in London.
Oh, that's hot.
And
that's romantic.
On a summer work program.
Beautiful.
Oh, that's wonderful.
How hot was your mom back then?
She was pretty good looking.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's okay. I mean, you could.
Shut up. Technically, you got a loophole, man. Go for it.
No. No, I know my...
Summer work program, so was it a British guy who was your dead daddy?
A French-Canadian.
Oh, that's really hot.
So are you real hairy?
No.
Smoke a lot?
No, Cobra, I don't.
How did you become gay? When did you know that you were gay?
Well, it came out a long time ago, but don't tell my girlfriend that.
25. Were you mad at them?
Yeah.
You should have been.
For making you gay?
Why didn't you... What was your mom's explanation for why she didn't just come straight out and tell you that she was
she
gay?
She couldn't, because that's why she had to adopt.
This was their explanation. They told me when I was three.
Three?
Oh, that was their loophole?
That was their loophole. That was
it's not our fault if you didn't remember.
Yeah.
Stupid French-Canadian Brit.
I was pissed.
Stupid French-Canadian Brit.
So
we knew you were stupid.
Well, my mother...
Blimey, French-Canadian.
My mother, this is the funny part, is I was born in San Antonio.
Hot.
I went to school in Lubbock, Tech. My mom went to school at Tech.
Uh-huh.
Your real mother or your adopted mother?
No, my real mother. Now,
were you guys in the same sorority?
I'm a horn frog. I'm a horn frog.
Yeah, if your mom's hot, I'd be a horn frog, too. Thank you, Corby.
Hey. Wow, that's fascinating.
Wow.
That's out.
How old are you now?
25.
38.
And do you keep in contact with your birth mother now? I mean, is she a part of your life at all?
Yeah, I mean, I keep in contact with her. She wants me, she calls me her son and all this, but I don't have that, you know.
What do you call her? Like Mary?
Hot?
I call her her name. Her name's Janet.
That's hot.
Do you look like her?
A little bit.
So does she?
How old was she when she had you?
She was in her early 20s.
Does she know who this French Canadian guy is?
Yeah, and I've kind of done a search on him, and I have not. I kind of just dropped the ball on him. I kind of don't care, but I do want to care. I want to confront him.
And punch him for doing that to your mom?
Yeah,
dropping
like
the ball on your mom.
From walking away.
So, did he walk away, or did she decide I'm going to give it up for adoption?
Well. What I was told was that they had contact because she came back to Texas, and he was going to move here, and then he just fell off the face of the earth.
Literally?
Well, then you'll never
something
find
like
him.
That. He walked off the edge.
He discovered the world was flat.
Yeah. He was trying to circumnavigate Beltline Road and just fell off the face of the earth.
Oh, yeah. All right, David.
Y'all have a great morning.
Good luck. Man, do you ever wish that she just would have aborted you?
Of course not.
That you'd be happier now?
Yeah, you know, if I wasn't...
You would be with Jesus right now, if that had happened.
Yes, well-scrubbed Jesus. Not the short Vietnamese Jesus.
The Coke bottle skin.
The Coke bottle skin?
Yeah.
All right, thanks, man.
Out.
All right, 10:37 on the ticket.
It's time to have good and get give with the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Coors Light Guy's Guide to Gifts. This timely holiday primer is full of gadgets and gear gift ideas to give guys for Christmas. Come through page after page of prime bathroom reading material written by the ticket host. Everything for everybody, from letters to Santa Claus to Christmas wishes. Plus our special gift to the P1, a ticket chick centerfold featuring both tea and A.
Hello.
Unwrap that wood under the tree while reading the Coors Light Guy's Guide to Gifts. Available now at all ticket road shows. From the station...
may be one step away from your best career move ever. Are you a detail person? Can you keyboard at the speed of light and design incredible proposals? Do you just love to work with people and solve problems? If so, our radio group right here in Susquehanna, Dallas has the opportunity for you, our multi-station sales coordinator. The keywords here are precise and efficient. Is that you? If you enjoy juggling multiple projects simultaneously and you've got a proven track record, this job is for you. So now it's up to you. Email your resume and cover letter to Joe Leonard at jleonard@dfwradio.com. That's jleonard@dfwradio.com. If you're the person, you'll work in a great environment of radio with fun people, and when others succeed, you benefit financially. If you desire more out of life and know you can make a difference, email your resume and cover letter to Joe Leonard at jleonard@dfwradio.com. Susquehanna, Dallas promotes a drug-free workplace and is an equal opportunity employer.
E-Break.
Got a quick game for you guys.
Is it guess which story doesn't fit with the other stories?
Game not game?
Pod story. It's called Who's the A-Hole. You familiar with that game? Seems like we had a theme song at one point. Before Dave lost interest. Let's see.
Before Dave, so we had a theme song 2 years ago?
Will Dave find it somewhere before the show ends? How is it not on the array?
Your damn interns keep moving crap.
And what do they do after they move it?
I don't know.
Don't they give you a piece of paper indicating where everything's been moved to? And if you want to bow up and fight, I'm ready.
I don't have the energy for you to.
Oh. I'm just saying.
Well, we're going to play this game here.
Because Tom loves doing that, too. He'll start to bow up and fight, and then he gives up right away.
Yeah. Not worth it.
Do you got it?
Not yet. It's 13.
Oh, my gosh.
You're listening to E-Break Classic.
It is the meltdown on Channel 8 last Sunday night.
Scored a big power play goals there and, you know, got the tie out of it.
Well, we're going back over this way here. Apparently we've got some trouble hooking up Star Center Mike Madonna. Let's come back to him in just a little bit. The Stars do play in Nashville Tuesday night. Then they'll have their next five games in Dallas. Let's keep going here, boys and girls. There's no reason to stop now. The NBA also... Go ahead. Come on. We're stopping right here until we figure out what we're doing. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come right.
Oh, so tense.
Boy, the audio almost doesn't do it justice. The look on his face is so bitter. Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale. We'll take it down to Channel 8.
You can...
Well, congratulations,
yeah.
Dale. We'll take it down to Channel 8.
You bored?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Mega Mart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Watch this.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Mega Mart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Available now in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
Coors Light would like you to enjoy their ice-cold beer, but not until you're 21. Hey,
Metroplex, there's only one thing to remember. At North Texas Nissan, we can do it. Zero down and 0% financing, we can do it. Double your down payment, we can do it. Double your trade-in, we can do it. Half off, MSRP, half off. We can do that, too. We can do it. The We Can Do It sales event at North Texas Nissan. That's why no one can beat a North Texas Nissan deal. We can do it. New 2005 Ultimus, $199 a month. Xterras, $169 a month. Frontier crew cabs, $189 a month. Big old tough Titan King cabs, an incredible $219 a month. We can do it. Even if your credit's less than perfect. Even if you owe way too much on your trade. Even if you're locked into a lease. We can do it. The We Can Do It sales event at North Texas Nissan. Take I-35 to the Shady Shores exit just past Lake Louisville. North Texas Nissan. Always your first stop for your best deal.
The Ticket.
The Mavericks take on the Hawks tonight at 7:30 at the AAC. Mavs lost 3 straight games at home. Josh Howard says they're still happy to be there.
We need to start winning at home. We've lost 6 at home. I'm not trying to lose anymore. And I know the fans don't want to see us lose at home anymore, so got to keep playing.
Mavericks are 15-9 on the season. It's bonus NFL Saturday on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, and it all starts at noon. The first game is the Steelers and Giants. Steelers have won 11 straight. At 4, you've got San Francisco playing Washington, and there's a good NFC South matchup tonight at 7:30. Carolina plays Atlanta. Some hot Stove League news. The Boston Red Sox and pitcher Matt Clement have agreed on a contract. It would be a 3-year deal, close to $25 million. Clement was 9-13 last season with the Cubs. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:50. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's sports, and all that implies. 10 years and still going strong on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant. I guess it's time for another break.
Is it?
10:44. Hey. Hey,
Bill.
So Polyphonic is tonight, right?
At Nokia Live.
The Polyphonic Spree's 5th annual Christmas extravaganza. It's been at the Lakewood Theater for the last 4 years, and they've...
Damn it, now it's at Nokia.
They've kind of exploded. So they're having it out at Nokia.
I wonder how... packed it's going to be.
Well, they're only selling
the lower
part.
Yeah.
So what is that, old 3,000 or something like that?
Probably.
So I bet you it's...
Is anybody going? Okay. See, I you are going?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen them.
Yeah, I'm going.
You got an extra ticket?
I bet you can walk up and buy tickets.
Yeah, but I want one at face value.
I'm saying you can buy one at the box office.
No, my face value.
Free?
Yeah. I mean, my face, look, hey, it's Gordon Keefe in front of you, okay? Give it to me. Right?
Well, no.
Well, you guys know.
Why don't you just go knock on Tim's door?
Come and knock on Tim's door, because I don't know where he lives.
By the way, I was going to ask you, there's a house in our neighborhood that has the most confusing Christmas decoration, even more confusing than dead hanging stigmata Santa.
Oh, the over where you live?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about, because I've seen this thing every time I've come over to your place.
You're like a giant inflatable thing?
No, no, it is.
There's that one house down there in the East Dallas that always has an inflatable out front. What's with that?
Any holiday.
For whatever the season.
It's a 3-story inflatable.
It's bigger than their house.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
Right now, is it inflatable Jesus?
No, it's inflatable Santa.
Inflatable bleeding Jesus.
Inflatable Santa and inflatable Jesus are interchangeable.
Yeah, I kind of.
Inflatable
like.
Vietnamese short Jesus.
How confusing. And it's labeled that. What is it? And it says joy to the world and all that chicken scratch that those Vietnamese use. No, Dave is talking about, and you may have seen this too, Corby.
It's like half scale, like, you know, probably 3 feet tall maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Jesus and Mary, the Virgin Mary, and they're in like a land speeder.
What? Like a Star Wars land speeder?
This house has yard art, okay? And there's a couple things, a couple pieces of yard art. Well, one of their pieces of yard art is this, it looks like, yeah, like Dave's talking about, like a land speeder or a rocket ship, a two-seater rocket ship. And every Christmas time, this guy hauls out a Jesus and Mary and puts them, a lighted Jesus and Mary, they're lit up inside, in the rocket ship. And so it's spaceship it's so, Jesus and Mary.
It is so insane.
What street is this on?
Just some street.
Yeah, it's down there. I'll show you.
Wow, that is weird.
And the guy also will have pink flamingos out in the yard sometimes.
Pink what?
Flamingos. Flamenco dancers. And,
you know, you guys never experienced this because you didn't grow up rich like I did.
Oh, jeez.
But over on the canals of Interlaken,
mm-hmm.
Did you ever take the tour over there, the Christmas light tour?
No.
You know what I'm talking about, though? All the,
uh-huh.
I mean, it's to get into my neighborhood, my parents' neighborhood, it is a 3 or 4 hour wait.
Really?
Like, every night from, like, now on.
Just people all lined up outside your mom's bedroom door?
Clap at that.
Looks like a bread line in the Ukraine.
Just kidding.
These guys fluffing each other in line.
Peeking in the window.
So anyway, yes.
Now, there's Christmas lights all lined. I mean, people trick up their homes so much, and it is so ridiculous. Oh. You feel like you have to compete, you know? I got to one-up my neighbor here. Basically, my parents just gave up. Like, they just stopped doing it because it's not worth it.
That's what I've done in my neighborhood. I just put a Jewish star up in front of my house, and that's it. That's the international sign.
So Santa will pass your house
over.
Yeah,
it's a Passover sign. Because I want Santa to pass over.
Last Sunday, I took a, with a couple other couples,
mm-hmm.
took a carriage ride through Highland Park to look at the lights.
Why don't you stop by?
You don't live in HP.
He does in his own mind.
Yeah.
Wish you did. And we were a little loaded before we got
in
the carriage.
Carriage rides are good for. We took one of those carriage rides with, like, four of the couples, and I know we downed, I think it was 2 cases of wine. That's what, 20 bottles of wine?
What?
There was only like a bottle and a half left at
Between
the end of the carriage ride.
Six of you?
No, there was probably at least 10 of us.
You think you drank 2 bottles of wine by yourself?
Oh, yes. I can do that easily.
Wow.
Easily.
Can you really?
Yeah, everyone was.
So I was pretty loaded, and I was kind of belligerent.
Uh-oh, David.
And so we're...
Yeah, so I'm adopted, right? You're going to make fun of me, you Highland Park.
So we were going down the street, and...
You have all your natural children.
Yeah, having them at your...
Well...
So we're going down the street, and this house has, you know, one of those... retractable iron gates on the driveway,
mm-hmm.
and beyond it, there's a basketball hoop out in front of the garage, and there's, you know, 4 or 5 kids, you know, shooting hoops and playing around, and as we roll by their house,
you yelled at them?
13-year-old boys are hot. I yelled at them. I said, "You don't know what you have!"
Dave... That's so mean. You could probably really think that. Because no one is more covetous than Dave.
Uh-huh.
You covet.
I am a coveter.
Why? You had a nice enough upbringing.
I'm adopted.
No.
That's my trump card.
So you're adopted?
Uh-huh.
That can explain everything?
Yep.
You think that anybody really deserves to grow up in Bedford?
There's nothing wrong with Bedford.
No interlocking.
Whatever. Where's the canal?
Hey, there's, in your neighborhood, Dave, there's a lot of people who have totally decked out their places. You'll see like a little 1,100 square foot, you know, home.
Right, and every bit of roof line and every column
covered.
And every window.
Yeah. They're causing brownouts just with their little decorations. It's all over the place. Some people really get into it.
You can't imagine how half-assed my lighting system is.
Do you have lights up?
Like one string across the front.
Mm-hmm.
It's like taped up. So cheap looking.
You know, I don't think... Well, no, we've done it before, put up some Christmas decorations outside. Nothing extravagant. I'd like to do it one day if I ever had time, you know, to...
Well, you know what? You got to hire people, and that, you know, people do that...
cheap.
Yeah.
That cheapens.
People do that for a living. Like, that's their job for the entire year, is they'll go hang, you know, Christmas lights in Highland Park and charge $10,000 or something like that, which is, you know, nothing to those people, to our people.
How do some people have so much money?
I don't know. $10,000 on Christmas lights.
When I was a kid, I always wanted my dad to let me hang lights outside, you know, when I got to be like junior high or
mm-hmm.
sixth grade, whatever. And he wouldn't let me.
Because the apartment wouldn't let you hang lights?
No, he was like, you know, I don't want to wait.
Y'all live on the second floor. You can't hang lights out here.
No TVs either.
He said he didn't want to waste the electricity.
Oh, Dave.
So we just
strung... Let's give him some electricity for Christmas.
We should.
A TXU gift certificate.
How lame is that? I mean, thanks. There's your electric bill for 1 month.
You know what? And
enjoy the gift of energy.
I won't name which company does my electric and gas, but they are always incorrect. I'll always get like one $300 or $400 bill, and because I'm too lazy to fight them, you know, because I've tried to fight before and it just drags on and they'll report you for late pay if you... So you just pay it and in the next month you've got $300 worth of credit. They always read the meters wrong. For some reason they can't read the meters properly.
Well, meter readers, they hire it out and they'll just go by and estimate sometimes.
Well, they're always wrong.
They're probably smoking crack in their car and then they just... write down some numbers on their notepad and turn it in.
It's a separate company that they hired out to read all those meters.
How do you know?
A friend of mine used to do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he smoke crack in his car and then write down a bunch of random numbers?
I'm sure he smoked a lot of crack in his...
Just smoke a lot of crack and then
meter out.
First four numbers that come into my head. God, tell me what the meter says.
A million?
Well, now they have... the apartment that I live in now has an electronic thing on the gas meter. And it's closed up in a closet. The gas meter's closed up in a shed. And the guy just comes by in his car, sits out in front of your place, and takes the reading. It's an electronic reading.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. So that's accurate.
I don't know why they can't have it networked. Why does somebody have to come out physically look at it?
I don't know. No idea. But,
I mean, this is the 21st century.
All right, my dad was always the turn off those lights. He was through the house, always turn off lights. Do you guys even bother with that? I turn them off when they annoy me, but I don't ever think about, oh, this costs so much money. Because it doesn't seem like electricity costs that much other than your HVAC.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you think sucks up a lot of energy. But lights?
No.
All right, coming up next. What is this guy, Jason? He thought his brother was dead?
His mom told him that his brother died when he was born, but she adopted him out. And when he was 21, he finally met him.
Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll talk to him next.
The ticket host with the biggest nose is also the one with a fake spine and the biggest heart.
What a great shtick!
Join Norm Hitzkiss for the third annual Normathon, benefiting the Austin Street Center for the Homeless. Monday, December 27th from 5:30 a.m. to midnight at Whataburger on Coit and Campbell. Hour after hour of Norm at
his best. Lots of silent auction items and very special guests. Brought to you by Volvo of Dallas, Wolf Camera, and the host that keeps...
You may be one step away from your best career move ever. Are you a detail person? Can you keyboard at the speed of light and design incredible proposals? Do you just love to work with people and solve problems? If so, our radio group right here at Susquehanna Dallas has the opportunity for you, our multi-station sales coordinator. The keywords here are precise and efficient. Is that you? If you enjoy juggling multiple projects simultaneously and you've got a proven track record, this job is for you. So now it's up to you. Email your resume and cover letter to Joan Leonard at jleonard@dfwradio.com. That's J-L-E-O-N-A-R-D @dfwradio.com. If you're the person, you'll work in a great environment of radio with fun people, and when others succeed, you benefit financially. If you desire more out of life and know you can make a difference, email your resume and cover letter to Joan Leonard at jleonard@dfwradio.com. Susquehanna Dallas promotes a drug-free workplace and is an equal opportunity employer.
E-Break Classics.
Rest. She needs more West. I think Mariah has been acting very, very silly lately.
No.
I'm stupid.
I think Mariah Carey is having problems now because she had too much sex early in life. Don't stop the music and don't you guys lay out. You know this is true. She gained stardom at an early age and she had lots of sex.
All right. How do we know that that's true?
Gosh.
I think that's valid point there.
No.
It's just crazy talk.
Okay. It is.
All right.
We need some crazy scientific evidence to back that up.
We'll see when she does that Barbara Walters interview and she gives that as the reason for why she's so messed up now.
I think I had too much sex when I was young.
E-Break.
All right, there's a win.
Hey,
it's doggy dog. Huh?
This is a rip-off.
I know. This is a rip-off.
Yeah.
It's because Snoop is more fun to vote for.
Yeah.
All right, it's a giggle. Here's Snoop Dogg trying to introduce the Foo Fighters and Chick Corea.
Dig this. Yeah. I got a question for y'all, people. What happens when you put together one of rock's most explosive bands with a groundbreaking jazz legend? We all gonna find out right about now. Here's something cool you only see here. Playing the number, what they nominated song times like three, what? Or three times Grammy nominated. Foo Fighters with 11 times Grammy winning Chick Corea.
He does do what?
Yeah.
What?
What?
Oh, I love Snoop.
Well, Ben, I feel your pain because you got ripped.
He did get ripped off. Thanks for calling Bob Hayes a living legend this week.
5-3 Boom. Programming commitment required. Restrictions apply. Go to boom.com for details.
I'm Leo White. Bill Parcells thinks the Eagles are good. Next on Ticket Ticket.
Welcome, fans of the pickup truck. There's about 55 billion pickup trucks on the road right now. And there's always people in Texas looking to buy a new pickup truck. And you need to start thinking a little bit outside the box. Start thinking about the Toyota pickup truck. The hottest selling pickup trucks in the entire state are the Toyota Tundra and the Toyota Tacoma. For a reason. First off, Toyota, you know it's quality. You know, if you buy a Toyota, it's going to run and run and run and run and run. All you got to do is change the oil in that sucker, and it'll go forever. And if you're buying a pickup truck and not leasing something, I mean, that's what I look for. Something that I can drive around for the next 15 years or something like that. Well, with Toyota, with the Tundra and the Tacoma, you know you're going to get that. The Tundra, the big sucker, essentially it's bigger than the Ford F-150. It seats five very comfortably. It drives around like your favorite SUV. And right now you get 0% financing for a full 60 months on that sucker. That'll save you $4,200 in interest charges right off the top, man. 60 months, 0% financing. So check it out if you're cruising around and see that Toyota sign. They're all over the Metroplex. Stop on in. Tell them you want to test drive the Tundra or the Tacoma and get the feeling of Toyota.
KTPK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTPK, Sherman-Denison. KTDK, Sanger.
The Cowboys play the 12-1 Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow at noon. TexasLending.com and DiamondDoctor.com bring you the ticker. Bill Parcells says the Eagles know how to win.
By and large, the two sides of the ball have been pretty complementary to one another the entire year, and I think that's why you see what you've seen from them.
Check out Cowboys Countdown to kickoff tomorrow morning at 10 right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. There's a ton of football today on The Ticket. It's a rare NFL Saturday triple header starting at noon. The Steelers play the Giants in the early game, then at 4, San Francisco and Washington. After that, at 7:30, the Panthers will play the Falcons. And it's also state championship Saturday in high school football. South Lake Carroll is the number one team in the nation. They play Smithson Valley for the 5A Division II state championship. And in 4A, Dallas Lincoln plays Kilgore. If Lincoln wins, it would be the DISD's first state championship in nearly 50 years. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of our jock. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant, Corby Davidson, Dave Lane, Gordon Keith. We're on until noon, and I believe this is our last show
of the year. Yeah.
It is?
Yes, it is.
What are we going to do? We need to do something.